UM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Good afternoon and welcome, FCs from across the world. You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here at Bootham Crescent in North Yorkshire to be providing you this afternoon live coverage of York City against FC United of Manchester. Oh, kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, all the tears, and another, all the love of another FC Live. Brought to you by constructivecoding.com and your lovely people, the Armchair Army. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596 104122. That's 07596 104122.
This is FC Live. Hello. It's so loud here, isn't it?
It's very loud.
I regret doing that opening now.
Do you?
Well, why's that? Because it was too much going on for the poor listener at home. They must have been sitting there going, ah, my grave. Welcome everyone to Bootham Crescent, the home of York City. We're here for National League North action this afternoon on a delightful bank holiday Monday. York City against FC United Manchester. Joining me for this bit of pre-match build-up, we're joined by Swamper, and Stato Paul's also here. And well, we should kick things off really, shouldn't we, lads?
With a text, I think, Ben.
All right, with a text.
I've got a text coming in already from, it says, good afternoon, it's your Jet Set Super Soar away Captain Kilroy here. I'm now back in Kilroy Towers as my secret scouting mission in Barcelona. I haven't been able to make it to York, so I'll be momentarily listening to your commentary. Sadly, on Saturday, my attention was only fleeting, and I felt asleep whilst listening to your words of description. Let's hope we can remain engaged for the duration of the podcast.
I've had a thought about, you know, recent commentaries and that kind of thing. You know where it's really done?
Thank you very much.
Maybe we should start selling our commentaries as a way of curing insomnia. Maybe we'll get more listeners that way.
What we could do is we could have goal alert, and you know, something that, like, you know, if you're asleep, so a specific noise that you want. What's going on?
Well, anyway, team news for this afternoon.
team news.
It's the same team. Thank you. That's team news.
That was good. Well done, Ben. That's the end of team news.
So it's the same team that started against...
And you won't remember that one, so we don't have to mention it.
Yeah, against Boston United, where we were victorious by 2-1. What do you reckon for this afternoon, though? It's a bit different, the opposition. I'm assuming they're going to try and finish the match with 11 men as well. So
I think what puts this game into context for me is the fact that in 2016, we were finishing our first season in National League North, whilst York were having their last season in the Football League.
Wow.
How about that?
And in fairness, I think we're just going to have to, as the sprinklers come on, and have just blinded an FC United substitute. I think James Hooper then got it right at the bonds. But listen, we'll know exactly what the score is come 10-5. It's as simple as that.
I was going to say, though, won't we know the score a bit like Bradford in a way, where in the first 2 minutes...
Do not swear ever again on this radio station. I am not commentating on another game like that ever again. And if it gets like that today, I will turn my headset off and I will go and sulk in our van.
But it could...
About 4 miles away.
It could go one or two ways this way. It could go technically one or three ways. But it could go one or two ways, yeah, in that... FC United, they've always been up for games like this.
Yeah, a bit like Kidderminster last season.
Exactly. We went to the Agra last season, yeah, and we were like, we'll admit it, we weren't that hopeful, were we?
No.
And yet we pulled out one of the performances of last season.
Yeah. And like Solihull running away with the title the year before that, went there and scored in the first minute and never looked back.
What makes a successful team, though, is not peaks and troughs, not a team that goes and wins against a team that no one expects them to win against. It's going against those teams that you should be beating, that are in and around where you are. And no disrespect to any of them, but the likes of Bradford Park Avenue, the likes of Telford, the likes of Alfreton, even, although Alfreton this season you know, a bit different. But
here's an interesting thing. Telford came here and won a couple of weeks back.
Exactly, yeah.
So it shows you the division, doesn't it?
It sure is. I'll tell you what was interesting. The ball crew here at Bootham Crescent did something that I've never seen any ball crew do. They all walked out onto the pitch, got to the halfway line, and they all went bish, bash, bosh, and they all just spun off each other, and they all ran to their little corners. It looked really good. It was like synchronised ball crewing. Has Ben just offered you a three-way?
What? I beg your pardon?
You asked a question just come in. Well, he said he could go one of three ways.
No, I meant win, lose or draw.
Oh, win, lose or draw? With Danny Baker or with...
Bob Mills. Lisa Sarbrook obviously hosted it at some point as well, but... Yeah, but I think... It lost its way.
What would you say, Bob Mills or Danny Baker?
Bob Mills.
Not a three-way, obviously.
No, as a win, lose or draw. Bob Mills.
Bob Mills?
Yeah, Bob Mills.
Bob Mills was good, but Danny Baker was the architect. He was the first one. I like them both, to be honest. And Bob Mills is a stalwart of semi-professional football. He loves the non-league game, doesn't he, Bob Mills? Been at quite a number of supporters direct conferences, and always been the compere and the comedian that's got everyone enjoying the weekends. But a great crowd here.
Of course, this is the home of John Champion.
Let's get his ident out.
And more disturbingly, Vince Cable.
The young Vince Cable.
Just to try and bring this back to the football.
He looks like, you know, Vince Cable. He looks like one of the Orcs, doesn't he?
Going to bring this back.
Hold on,
Ben. I've
been told I can do that. he looks like an Orc. Do you not think he looks like an Orc from Lord of the Rings, Vince Cable? Get a picture of Vince Cable and an Orc. They're all there at home, and have a look, and I'll tell you what, they are the twins. They're brothers.
So just before the teams come out, was it John Parkin who you've identified as the one to really watch for this afternoon?
Listen, you don't have to watch for John Parkin, because basically wherever you're on the pitch, you can see him. He is a unit. He's been around, he's played top flight football, hasn't he? So
Parkin was outed by the York fans as being the top goal scorer in the division for this season. They were that confident, and he's racked up a goal.
Well, he's only played six games, but he's a handful, and whether he scores loads of goals, he just batters defenders. Yeah. I mean, I saw him at Wembley early in the season in that cup against Macclesfield. And he's a handful. He's a big lad. He'll get a lot of abuse from the SE supporters, quite rightly. But I'm saying that someone's brought an inflatable alligator with them.
We should mention John Worsnop is in goal for York.
He is indeed. Old Spider enjoying himself here at Bootham Crescent as the teams are led out by today's official, Mr. David McNamara, and Martin Ashworth and Matthew Scholes. SC United of Manchester playing, as before, in their white shirts, black shorts and white stockings. I've got to say, I like that kit. That's a good combo.
Looks good.
It looks professional.
I like the white socks.
It works really, really well. I do like that. Although saying that, yet again,
the boots.
Poor Conor McCarthy, whatever he wears, it just doesn't look right. He reminds me of...
He looks like he's had crayons on the bus playing with his boots.
Well, he reminds me of a certain player that played for FC United when who am I talking about now, Ben? Can you remember him?
Can you narrow it down?
He scored a wonderful goal against Stafford Park Avenue with the outside of his boot from 40 yards. Armstrong, every kit he put on for FC United, he looked like basically he'd been given all the odds and sods, and he was, put that on and see how you look. But the teams are out, and Craig Linfield with the number 7 shirt on there, and for once the numbers are very, very obvious, which is nice to see as well, isn't it, for both teams.
Full marks. There's no excuses for not picking anyone out today.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks for that. No pressure at all there.
Well, although having said that, if you look at the goal to your right,
I can't see it, there's a big post in the way.
That could be an issue at some point.
It could indeed. The David Longhurst stand to our right hand side. I suppose it remains for me just to say, well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters from around the world, all those in support of all those people slightly worse off than yourself.
You mean behind the away goals?
And you can all love and embrace everybody today. FC United lineup. In goal, it is Lloyd Allison. Number 2, Danny Brady. Number 3, Danny Wisdom. Number 4, Scott Kane, captain. Jordan Fagbowler, number 5. Matty Hughes, number 6. Craig Linfield, number 7. Nathan Lowe, number 8, Jason Gilchrist number 9, Michael Connor number 10, and Connor McCarthy number 11. On the bench for Manchester United, we know it's James Hooper, it's Tom Greaves, it's Joel Logan, and it's Joel Senior and Steve Irwin. FPC playing in white shirts with that swirl. That swirl actually is pretty much identical to the home kit of Whitby Town, but slightly more blazing. Let me give you the visiting team. Over to Paul.
I've got to watch this kick off now. You'll have
okay,
to do it.
Okay, so Worsnop, Law, Whittle, Bentriff, Paslow, Connolly, Newton, Heslop, Parkin, Morgan Smith, and Felix. Rankin, Muggleton, Wharton. I said Muggleton, yeah, what a great local name. Wharton, Smith, and Sukar on the bench for the home team. FC United kicking towards the David Longhurst stand in the first half. Bright sunshine, lovely pitch here. And FC United's contingent behind the goal to our left-hand side. On a day like today, fantastic, because they'll be getting a lot of sun as the ball long loops over. And FC lose possession very early in the game. Rankin, great touch and turn there. An opportunity for the visit, the home team straight away with the number 6 on this near touchline. And, FC United and Manchester's Matty Hughes with Usoma Long. A dreadful challenge, and it's a yellow card on the edge of the area. Yes, Ben.
Say to Paul, watch your headset banging on there.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You didn't say it, did you? You did now. So, well, it was the ball played on the left-hand side this near touchline. John Parkin let it roll through his legs and down the left-hand side.
I reckon that was a yellow card in 33 seconds.
And he took him out then as well. And
he did a similar challenge on Saturday and got away with it, I think.
He's got a few this season. Well, it's going to be Aidan Connolly with... he's a good player, Connolly, as well. He's got a left-footed swing into the back post. It's a great ball there. Who's on the end of it? And when it comes off an FC shirt head and it goes back towards goal, but they've cleared the lines only as far as Ben Sheriff, and they play it ball out right-hand side now with Heslop. Chips the ball towards the back post again. And it's a header away this time by FC United and Manchester's number 10 back defending. And FC United, well, all they can do is not quite concede a corner, but they concede a throw-in pretty much on the corner. Oh, in fact, it isn't. Indeed, it's been given as a corner. And FC United under pressure from the opening few seconds of this game.
Oh, this is not shades of Bradford again.
Well, defending to do. It's going to be swung in, right-footed. It's a decent ball in across everybody. It goes. It's headed high. It's cleared by Kay. Ball back into the penalty area. Needs to be cleared again. This time it is cleared by Michael Connor to the halfway line. And FC United can try and come away with it. Up goes FC's number 7. It's a good header on there by Linfield. And it's Connor McCarthy now, right-hand side. Can he show the body strength and quality? Well, it's Simon Heslop takes the ball off him with too much ease. And away they come again. But it's a poor, poor ball. And now FC United's number 8. Well, again, Nathan Lowe decides to try and take a shot from 35, 40 yards. And it doesn't come off for him, and the ball is won by the home team anyway. And it's Josh Law on the right-hand side. We can see really the intensity. FC United at the moment have no shape, Paul, whatsoever. And they're conceding free kicks very, very quickly. They're getting into the players, but there's no shape to FC at the moment.
We're just chasing shadows at the moment.
And the ball on this near touchline, left-hand side again. It's with the number 11. It's with Felix. Felix holds the ball, looks for some support. Three players in the penalty area. And FC United concede another corner ball.
Well, I remember Bradford started with this kind of intensity and we conceded an early goal, and it was the slippery slope for 90 minutes.
Well, FC United under intense pressure early in this game. It's 0-0 if you just join us for the... it's Kane Felix to take this corner ball on this near touchline. He's going to hold out FC United of Manchester. The ball plays short, it's a decent ball as well, and it's a... going to be a shot on goal, is it? No, it's ricocheted and defended well there by Danny Wisdom. And Wisdom goes for the second ball, and he's won the second ball halfway line. But it's given away. A lovely back flick there by Parslow, and then the ball whips out to this left-hand side again. An overlap available as well. It's number 6 in the penalty area. Conley puts the ball across, and it comes off the feet of John Parkin, and FC United can come away with it. But great intensity from the... the home team is FC United. Nathan Lowe just decides that his rugby union there and goes for a line out.
Somebody less cumbersome than John Parkin might have made something of that ball into the box, but luckily he didn't.
Well, I was talking to Ben earlier on saying that, you know, a game like this today for FC United and Manchester, it might have been worth playing 5 at the back, 5-4-1, and seeing what they've got, just being stubborn. When you're playing against a top quality team, you've just got to stop them from playing. And FC United at the moment, found themselves in the first and opening 5 minutes of the game, two corners, a block shot and a yellow card for FC's Matty Hughes, as again the ball won by the big John Hart Barkin. Halfway line, ball put back into FC's half, and it's that man Matty Hughes who conceded the free kick on the edge of the area, left hand side, unceremoniously hacked his player down. And FC United this time can come away with it. Halfway line, Brady, does he get a throw in? Yes, he does. And a good, well, pretty much what seems to be from the seated areas and to the stands behind and the seated where we're full.
Yeah, there's, we expect it to be more than 3,000 at least today, at the very least.
FC United in the ascendancy here, trying to play the win the ball, but it's the first touch for John Worsnop. He plays it with his right foot to the halfway line, but a strong header there by Hughes, and it's out for a throw-in though, and deep in York territory. And well, the contingent of FC supporters, a fair few hundred behind the goal, and then some in the far corner under the stand. They're the ones that you're probably out here making more noise because they've got a little bit of an acoustic to work with. As Whittle now plays at this near touchline, held up by Morgan Smith, and it was good pressurising there though by Danny Brady, and FC United have settled a bit more now. And the ball being played out from the back by Parslow for the home team. Over the halfway line goes Josh Law, plays it out wide right, but it's given away, and FC United, well, they'll try and pick up the scraps, but it's a ball falls comfortably for John Worsnop. It's a quick throw out to hit his centre half, who has the ball back in his feet now. There's a man here, left hand side, if he can find him. It's Alex Whittle. Whittle now takes over, plays a ball inside to Sean Newton, the skipper. Newton then, that sees the run there. It's a good run and an onside decision, and there's two players from for York. The ball into the pedestal to the back post, and it's a overhit ball. It was a poor delivery, but it'll go out for a throw into the home team because it comes off an FC head. Should have done better there, Paul, really, but they still have an opportunity again.
They're putting crosses in, but they're not accurate enough.
Aidan Connolly clears his lines, and you're a man for all stats, Aidan Connolly.
Sorry?
Aidan Connolly, anything to report about Aidan Connolly?
I'm so cramped I can't get into my notes.
Fair enough. Well, FC have to defend again. It's on the right hand side with the number 10. It's with Smith to the back post. It goes, it's headed away by Brady. Force coming through though for Whittle on the edge of the area. Whittle plays it back though to Heslop, and Heslop plays the ball 60 yards all the way back to his goalkeeper, who in turn, simple ball back out to this left hand side for Hamza Benesheriff.
And if you think of Omar Sharif,
should we call him,
okay, call him Ben Sharif.
Could be Ben Sharif. Sharif is the ball played into FC United's final third. It's cleared. It's a poor clearance, and a poor clearance by Hughes as well, but Kay has the ball now, and Daniel Wisdom gets an opportunity to bomb down the left hand side deep in the York half now. As it into the penalty area, gets to the byline, can he get the ball across? Oh no, he can't, and it's going to go out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. Good play though from Wisdom. We've
typical Stormin run down the flank.
Well, we've complimented about his attacking prowess. It's just he's defending, he needs to sort out a little bit more. But here's a throw into FC United of Manchester. Movement required, and coming short from it was McCarthy. He holds the ball, gets to the byline, chips the ball in, and FC United get a corner. Good play there from McCarthy, because it was in a really tight area there. He came near to it, controlled it well, turned, and FC United get the first corner of the afternoon.
Well, it looks like we're going to put 8 players in the box.
Well, I think we have to capitalise upon every set piece that we get, utilise it, and it'll be
because Matty Hughes is retreating.
Nathan Lowe, near post ball, goes across everybody. It's cleared by Sean Newton, and it should be picked up by Aidan Connolly, but FC do well there, and the ball whipped back into the penalty area towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Well, it was a header by McCarthy. There's an offside decision against
Gilchrist
there, and Gilchrist and Spider, i.e. John Worsnop, come together, have a bit of a collision, but Worsnop, I think, will be alright. Wearing all green this afternoon, the ex-FC United goalkeeper, and FC United's goalkeeper, Lloyd Allison, wearing the yellow shirt, black shorts and black stockings. And I think we got a slight break in play. I'll have a little bit of water. It's a very warm afternoon here. Ben, any scores on the doors yet?
Charlotte, but just to say a big happy birthday to Marv from Ben and Marv fame, and also to Paul the Pen.
Thanks for reminding me, Ben.
Oh, can you wish Paul the Pen a happy birthday?
I will. Paul the Pen, a very happy birthday to you. Hope you enjoy your day. Put it down at, I don't know, is there a, well, they come back to that because the ball on the right-hand side now with Felix. But it's past Wisdom with too much easy balls. First half shot comes in and it falls to the feet of John Parkin. And, well, basically that's high over the bar. And Parkin thinks he's playing rugby league now.
I think that's hit the roof of the York Minster, that one.
Is that the Minster there?
It's a bit, yeah, it's a bit distant, but it's over there.
But that's not it, though, is it? The spy we can see, because the Minster's slightly different, that's right, yes. But a good play again, and Danny Wisdom, again, good going forward, but done easily on the right-hand side, Paul, and then the ball whipped in, and you've got to say, John Parkin should have done better there, and he's hit it so high, I mean, it's bounced out and over into the Terrace Rows.
You wanted to know about Connolly. He's Scottish, played for Queen's Park, Dundee United, Brechin and Rafe. And his father, Paddy, is a former Dundee United.
That's an opportunity now for the number 10, outside the penalty area, he can get the shot away, going to cut inside, to the byline he goes, and... It goes across the field and of play, and FC United, well, all at sixes and sevens at the moment. It's on the edge of the area again. To the byline they go, and eventually it's dealt with. But again, poor defending, static defending from FC United. They all thought, I think it was Morgan Smith in the offside position, but he clearly wasn't. And he went to the byline, put the ball across, and again, there's an opportunity missed for the visitor, the home team. And while that continues, that's going to be beneficial to FC United and Manchester.
And that was from our goal kick, that situation came about.
Well, don't forget 07596104122 if you want to get in contact with us on the show. If anyone's had a look at those pictures of the York and indeed the leader of the Liberal Democrats, give us your thoughts. And it's a throw-in on the halfway line, or just over the halfway line, FC United and Manchester now, with Brady. To McCarthy. McCarthy just below with two players around him. They win the ball back and then the ball chipped down the left hand side. It's a chase on for Fagbola against John Parkin. Fagbola looks to get himself a throw in, but Parkin did enough there to put him off, and he's conceded the throw. FC United centre half, who's had a good start to the season. Been impressed with everything he's done. He's been resolute, worked hard, helped FC out on many occasions when, and kept the scoreline down, as has Lloyd Allison. Here come the home team again, though, with Heslop. Chipped towards the back post. There's a free man there as well, but luckily he's offside. And there wasn't a lot in that, really. But again, you've got to be following your man. You've got to look who's around you. And FC United just left him in acres of space. This time the flag comes to our rescue. But we've got to be looking across the line. We've got to make sure that we're working as a unit. As of yet, it's 0-0 if you just joined us. 30 minutes on the clock. But it's all been York.
I think we were... involving the linesman there in our back four, so there is no worries.
Well, I see clear the lines. It's all just deep in the opposition half, and a free kick conceded by Sean Newton, the skipper, on Michael Connor.
Jacob Kelly's been in touch there. I'll be tuning in a bit. I've just got to nip out and appease my sudden craving for a Kit Kat. Nestle Factory is nearby.
Oi!
Sorry.
No products.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, shame on you, Jacob.
No, Shaywin Jacobs. Shaywin, you for mentioning...
Oh, he's gone crackers now.
Yes, Jacobs. Good old Jacobs on us. Anyway, it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. Be taken. It's 20 yards inside the York half. It's going to be whipped in by Lowe towards the back post. He's actually going for a near post ball. This time it's an opportunity. Oh, I tell you what. FC United's number 10 there. Michael Connor was very close to getting on the end of that. It was a good run and movement from him. And FC United... very unlucky for him not to get on the end of that.
Interesting, from a set piece we actually caused them a bit of a worry, which is augurs well for the rest of the game if we get more of them.
Well, as I say, I think the thing that we have to do is have to capitalise upon any set piece that we get, and that was very unlucky. Just couldn't get his toe on the end of it, Michael Connor. But it's a throw into the home team. It's headed away by Fagbola. He hits the ball into the final third. Second ball needs to be picked up by an FC shirt and Lowe. Well, he can't quite come away with that, and two players from FC United end up losing the ball. It's picked up now by Felix, right-hand side. Chips into Sean Newton, and Heslop now takes over. It's headed away by Fagbola, though, and it's a throw-in to the home team, which Aidan Connolly runs across to take. And he gives the ball to Josh Law, who will take over the proceedings with the throw. At the edge of FC United's 18-yard box, and Connolly on the ball now. Slips it back. A slight miscontrol there by Simon Heslop, and they give the ball away, which Kay can take over. He plays the ball back to FC United's number two there. He just gives the ball away, and we've got to keep the ball and protect it a lot more, haven't we? But a free kick conceded there from Fagbola on John Parkin. It looked like FC United were about to break there, but the referee pulled it back. But again, the ball there starts from Danny Wisdom. He has the ball, and he just hits it to the halfway line, straight into the path of the red shirt.
It's going to be a long, hard afternoon if we give him possession away that cheap.
Don't do things that are going to make it easier for the opposition, because it's hard enough as it is against a team of this kind of quality at York City. Anyway, they chip the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball there. Good head away from Fagbola. And then a three-quarter volley is an opportunity now, because Gilchrist from one end. Gilchrist there. And
just enough muscle from the right back there just to keep him off.
Josh Law was just about quick enough to stay with him, wasn't he? He just put the pressure on. It was a long clearance.
For a moment, it looked as if he had a sniff of getting in then. From the route one.
He just needed a little bit more pace in his football. And normally, I mean, that pace, not quite there really then, unless I'm saying that and doing just Josh Law a disservice, because obviously very quick in keeping up with him as FC United now pressurised. It's a good pressure from Linfield. Ball chipped up though, and FC United have to defend it. Up goes Hughes. He wins the header, and then Fagbola again, the ball over the top. It's a good movement by McCarthy, and McCarthy can't get in the end of it because it's gathered by John Worsnop. But those balls that around that the corner,
like
there,
looks like it's something they've talked about.
Not a bad ball, not a bad option that, because it's that diagonal that goes behind the defender, and you're always wondering where you're going. And some good movement from McCarthy and indeed from Gilchrist as FC United now. Good play there by Hughes. He wins the ball, plays it to Lowe. Lowe plays the ball back to the path of the opposition, and FC United luckily can clear the lines thanks to Danny Brady. But what on earth was Nathan Lowe doing there?
Well, they're causing themselves problems at the moment, aren't they? They don't need to.
The ball down the right hand side. Danny Wisdom loses out again to the number 11, Felix. Felix plays it back to Josh Law. Into the penalty area, the ball goes. And it ricochets off two players and an offside decision. And in fact, a free kick. I think it was a slight pull on the shirt from Kane Felix. And FC United will get themselves a free kick. So if you've just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. It's FC Lab, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army. 80 minutes on the clock. It's 0-0.
Some latest scores. Alverton 1-0 up against Curzon Ashton. It's 1-0 to Southport away at Salford City, and Tamworth 1, Stockport County 1.
Goals in four games, 0-0 here if you just join us. FC United slightly coming more into it, but they've not helped themselves by giving the ball away in glorious positions for the visitor, for the home team. And Paul, your opening thoughts the first 20 minutes?
I think some of the defending we've had to do has been last ditch, and we've certainly not kept the ball the way we need to get anything whatsoever out of this game.
Well, Linfield now tries to play the ball through. We can't thread it to an FC shirt, and they can bring the ball away. It's with Alex Whittle. We're not the best of balls back. But the call of what we're doing there from some of the home supporters.
There is a bit of nervousness about York, though, certainly at the back.
Well, they're a team that have been up and down. We know Telford came here, and that was a big shot, really, wasn't it? I mean, I don't think anyone thought
that was the opening day. Yeah,
Telford would have come here and won, but
bad start to National League North for York.
But as we've seen, you know, the likes of Altrincham, who've had a horrendous start, but they get that first win eventually. Yeah. And then they go and score four on Saturday as well, as FC United now, with McCarthy holds the ball well, plays it in tow to Connor. Connor trying to go past one or two, and loses out, and the referee lets play continue. He's down injured at the moment, but it's Connolly on the ball. Aidan Connolly now switches from right to left, but he splits it between two players. Luckily for that, for him, the number 10, Amadi Morgan-Smith, came and won the ball. It's now Alex Whittle. Whittle plays it inside. It evades Connolly, but it falls to Heslop. The first ball goes in. FC United need to defend it. Good defending this time by Matty Hughes. And FC can come away with it low on the halfway line. Needs to get a decent ball out left-hand side. He finds McCarthy. McCarthy now, two players around him. We need some more support from FC United. Imagine that everyone, par three, in their own half at the moment, as McCarthy cuts inside. Shows a little bit too much of it, but there was no covering support. But McCarthy wins the ball back, plays it into the penalty. Ball flicks across. Ooh, it's from here. It looks a little nearer than it was, but it was a header from McCarthy's own doing, his own work. He never gave up. He flipped the ball in, and it was a header from Craig Linfield. And the disappointing thing there, Paul, was there was no midfielder.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There are moments in the game, I think, where we have to gamble. We have to get players in the box, even if it's only briefly. With McCarthy going down the wing there, really, we had to get people in the box, and it didn't happen.
Well, up goes Parkin. He wins a header, flicks it on. There's Hughes. He clears his lines, though. Ball back into FC's final third, though, needs to be dealt with by Brady. Doesn't win the first header, but across comes Hughes, clears his lines. Throw into York. It's still 0-0. Say into the 21st minute of the game. And FC United will have rode a little bit of a look.
Yeah,
it's still 0-0 though, but the
ball's pinged around the box, but nothing too serious at the moment.
No real saves for the goalkeeper. Either goalkeeper, in all fairness. So FC resolute, trying to work hard, create opportunities when they get the chance. Connolly plays it to Whittle. Whittle plays it down left hand side. Touch and turn required by number 10 there, and he did well there. And then luckily for FC United, Brady did equally as well, and he can play forward from the back as FC give the ball away again. A little backflip by Michael Connor, but a good pressurising there from FC, and they take them all the way back, and they have to start from the back, the home team, but they do it with comfortable ease. Ball now to this left hand side, everything going through Connolly, plays a 10 yard pass inside to Smith. Smith plays the ball out wide, and it's through the legs there, an opportunity, ball into the penalty area, looking for a handball, not going to get it, and FC can clear the lines. Good defending there this time by Kay, who's sitting very, very deep as Gilchrist tries to win the header, doesn't win the ball, and again there's too many midfield players just standing about in the middle of the park as FC United have to defend down the right hand side again. This time Wisdom does well enough, and well, he evades the ball from going out for a corner, but it will be a throw in and you can't have the likes of Nathan Lowe and Linfield to a degree just standing in the, sort of like halfway in their own half doing nothing.
When we give the ball away or we clear the ball, these players have got to get tight on their midfield, because otherwise they're just going to build up quite comfortably like the way they are.
Ball into the penalty, there's a good run there by the number 8, but good defending there from Hughes. He wins the header, so another corner though for the home team. And Linfield's there again, he's always talking to referees, as he's always, you know, having something, he's got something to say.
He needs that
all through the day.
It's a good job nobody understands him.
Very good point, well made. Anyway, corner ball comes in, this side is on the far left hand side, it'll be whipped in left footed, there's a man at the back post free, it's a good ball, comes in, punched away by FC's Allison. First half shot comes in, it deflects off two players and it goes to the left hand side now, and that player that was free now has the ball. He'll need some support, and he finds it because there's three shirts there waiting for it. One of them is Smith, plays a nice ball inside to Alex Whittle. Whittle there gives a 1-2, and again Nathan Lowe with a free kick that he doesn't need to do from there, and it puts him in a great position, 25 yards out, just left of centre, and there was no need for to concede the free kick, Paul.
See, what worries me is that we've played 20 minutes, and Matthews has already been booked. Nathan Lowe is probably testing the referee's patience a bit. Once these two players get booked, then they've got to be a bit careful, haven't they? And there's a lot of game play left, a lot of game time left.
See, it's not the difference is that, like, a Harry Winter used to have to get his booking so he could actually start playing.
Yeah.
You know, and it made him a better player.
But we're living on the edge, and this is a good position for Josh Law.
It is. Right footed, he steps up, and he deflects off the wall, goes out for another corner. That's the fifth corner of the afternoon for the home team.
Fourth. 4-1 at the moment.
There's a couple of FC United lads on the bench get out and have a bit of a run.
We've certainly got to be diligent about these corners and setting up, because they've got some very big men in that team.
Well, Armani Morgan Smith goes across to take it, and this time it's going to be floated out with the outside of the boot, right footed. The last one was a left footed in swinger, and it comes across. Who's on the end of it? It goes across everyone, really, and it might go out for a throw in to FC United, does it? No, it comes off an FC shirt, and it will be a throw in to the home team. Across comes Alex Whittle, who had that shot that deflected off the wall, and then a very, very poor ball in by the captain there, a wasted ball by Sean Newton there. It's out for a goal kick, and if FC can get some passing together, get some, you know, start working more as a unit, and who knows,
it's very fragmented, isn't it?
But I'm looking at the manager there for Derby Lowers, York's manager there, having a word
Gary
with
Mills.
Gary Mills having a word with Alex Whittle.
European Cup winner in Nottingham Forest.
Indeed. And he's managed quite a number of teams, hasn't he?
He was the youngest player to play in a European Cup final when he was in that Forest team.
As FC United have to defend the. Well, now here's Linfield. Linfield tries to thread the ball through to Lowe. He does really well. Linfield with a shot from distance there. Well, you know what? that was the right idea, because he saw Worsnoff slightly off his line there, and Worsnoff was looking at the ball going over him, and I think if that had been a bit lower, that might have troubled John Worsnoff.
I've got no problem with a bit of opportunism like that, because we're not going to get a lot of goal attempts the way this game is panning out, and it could take something out of the ordinary.
Well, the goal kick's taken. Up goes John Parkin at all muck and muscle. There's the ball on the halfway line now. It's Heslop. Plays a lovely ball to Connolly in the penalty area, right hand side. Can he juggle it? He's trying to get onto his right foot, or left foot, I think. And, well, it may be another corner. No, it's cleared by SC United of Manchester. Halfway line.
But Connolly has been allowed to run into pockets of space, and nobody's picking him up.
Well, Connolly's playing in that kind of role that Silva, De Silva does for City.
And somebody's got to start picking him up and get tight.
And that for me is like the likes of Kay can maybe sit on him, not let him dictate play. But
he's running merry lights, isn't he?
He is indeed. Gary Mills was at Gateshead as well. Gary Mills, I believe, is that right? He was at Gateshead.
He's won the FA Trophy twice with York, including last season.
That's right. As now York on the right hand side, there's an opportunity. It's with the number two. It's with Josh Law. There's the first time shot comes in. No, he goes one way, jinks another way. And actually, I've got to be careful here as Connolly takes it to the byline, because he was put out that way, and
offside.
He's got to be offside surely, Connolly, this time. But you can see what he's trying to do, Connolly. He's dropping his shoulder left, going in, out, and
well, he got into the box there, and he said basically, if you want to tackle me, fine, but if you don't, I'm going to skip past you and get into space. And he just overcooked it, really, luckily for us. But he's obviously a great talent, this Scottish lad.
He's certainly been entertaining to watch. But going back to Gary Mills, yeah, I remember interviewing a few occasions. He's been on the non-league show on 5 Live, now on Audio Boom, and he knows his onions, that player. He's obviously been there as a player.
He was manager of Wrexham when they drew with us in the Supporters Direct Cup.
That's right, yeah.
At Broadhurst.
As a chase on for Gilchrist. The ball played all the way back to John Worsnop, who clears his lines, gets over the halfway line, headed on though by Kay, wins it, but only as far as a red shirt. And as soon as you get the ball, the thought is to move forward, get the ball out wide right, or wide left I should say this time, and it's with Newton, the skipper. This time the ball towards the back post. It's he's trying to find the big number nine there, John Parkin, who does actually receive it, but he wants to be in the area heading that ball in, doesn't he? He doesn't want to be so far out. The referee's having a quick word with an FC player.
Connor, challenge on halfway.
Michael Connor, yellow. So FC United on two yellows at the moment with Matty Hughes
minutes.
And Michael Connor goes into the book on 27 minutes. And if you've just joined us, it's 0-0 here. FC United have been under the cosh for the vast majority of the game. Goalkeepers, neither of them tested, though, in all fairness, but all the football has been certainly in FC United's penalty area. As here come the home team again. It's with Alex Whittle. Whittle plays it out wide right, 20 yards outside the FC area. The ball pumped into the area now, control well at the edge of the 18 yard box, and FC United concede another throw in. Good control there by Morgan Smith. And well, we've got Felix the cat. Are they toying with us, aren't we? Is it like cat and mouse? Are they the cat just toying with the FC mouse at this moment in time and just ready to pounce, and once they've pounced, absolutely rip us to pieces?
The time with the idea of scoring.
Well, the ball in the penalty area. FC United got to be careful here. The number 10 looking to try and get a penalty out of nothing. FC clear the lines, but again, they clear the lines and there's nothing Gilchrist can do. And they start again just in FC's final third. FC just clearing the lines. It's like attack and defence in all fairness. And FC United doing all the defending. And here comes Connolly on the ball now. Plays a little 1-2. The 1-2 doesn't quite come off. They're giving the ball away. And Kay can now take over. But again, he nearly gives it away. And Fagbola then does give it away. Fagbola got to be careful with the challenge there. And Connolly now. Oh, it's a lovely ball in. Looking for an onside. As the shot comes in, it's deflected. And it's set up for another corner. Well, goodness me. Allison hasn't had a save to make yet. But goodness gracious.
The ball whisked
one way, whisked another way. And FC United really, really, really under the cosh here. It's still 0-0 though, and the performance at the moment from FC United is one of desperation, defending desperately.
It's getting closer, I think, this goal that's coming.
Oh, that's the taking short corner taken quickly again. It's number 7, the skipper. First half shot comes in, deflects off the feet of Kay.
We've got to change the course of this game somehow.
Well, the communication, FC United need to start talking to each other, sort of working as a unit, because at the moment they're just all defending for their lives as and when they get the ball. And when we have an outlet, well, the outlet unfortunately isn't getting as far as the likes of Gilchrist. As now here's an opportunity for FC United. It's with Kay. Kay plays the ball back though. Ball picked up by Brady, and again it's a simple ball, very very easy, but they've given it away, and it now allows Michael Connor does well. Now the right hand side is Linfield.
He's pulling it back now for the shirt pull, is he? No.
No, he's not pulling it back, because actually he still have the chance. Ball. Here comes McCarthy, chips the ball into the penalty area. An opportunity for FC United. It's going to be into the back. Oh, it's cleared off the line. And as the ball cleared off the line, Gilchrist thought he'd scored. The defender clears the ball and he whacks it straight into the midriff of John Worsnop. But again,
but that was the best moment of the half by a long way for FC. Clever little flick from McCarthy, played in Gilchrist, and Gilchrist flicks it past Worsnop, but the man on the line saves him.
Well, and the thing is that the man on the line was actually running backwards to clear his lines. He cleared it, and Worsnop is in front of him, and he just whacks it straight into him as FC United on the far side have to defend this ball. It's with Smith. To the byline, the ball goes. It's chipped in. FC United can't afford to lose it there. And eventually they clear the line. It's going to be a throw into FC United, and Danny Wisdom...
I think he's okay. Referee is bringing the yellow card out now for that challenge earlier.
Yeah, so it's Simon Heslop yellow carded for the home team.
It was the shirt pull in the move on the FC's attack, last attack, wasn't
good
it?
Good refereeing there, though, wasn't it?
He didn't forget.
Because he let the ball, let FC United continue. We nearly score from it, and then
there's
a breaking play.
Yeah.
He gives the player the yellow card, so fair play to him.
Hello to Russell, who's listening to us from Barcelona.
Barcelona. Mm. Beautiful part of the world. Beautiful people. As FC United now have to try and just ride this storm to the end of the half, you'd expect, as the ball on this near touchline. Brady's header wasn't a bad one really, but unfortunately his teammate wasn't on the same wavelength. But Linfield's back defending, but they've lost the ball again, and now here's Heslop. Ball played into Benson. It should be an opportunity. Oh, and the first real save of any note, and a great save.
Flag was up. He was
offside anyway. And FC's goalkeeper there. Well, he did really well. He stood firm, stood strong, and he saved it with his feet. But John Parkin was in offside position. But what a lovely ball through. But luckily for FC, the assistant on the far side, playing as one of FC's five at the back, has come to our rescue.
Yes, and amazingly enough, we're still 0-0.
Well, younger Lloyd Allison... a bit of a knock there. I think the ball sort of like just hit him really quite hard on the leg, but seems to be okay. And he'll take the free kick, and FC United a little bit of pressure relieved as the ball high and long into the opposition half. Good strong header though there by Benashev.
As Ben Sharif.
I know. I was just wanting you to correct me every time. That's what we do. A different pronunciation. You can keep correcting me as. Omar Sharif on the ball, plays it inside now to the number 10. Smith comes deep, but FC pressurising well this time. It's Alex Whittle. He cuts inside from the left back position, plays it out to the right back position now. Josh Law. Law looks for a simple ball threaded up, and it's a poor ball. FC can take over. That's McCarthy now on the halfway line. Needs some support. He's got no one around him at the moment, and because of that he gives the ball away. Kay actually wanted it, but I don't think he saw him, because he plays with his head down too much for me. And then is he going to concede a free kick? No, he's not. Referee, let's play continue. Good battling to come back there. Now Lowe, second time we've seen him this afternoon, as the ball right hand side with York, with that man again, Morgan Smith, is it? He's looking for Connolly, but he goes down the byline. In fact, it's Felix, and it's going to be another corner, is it? It is indeed. Well, corners are plenty for the home team, but they haven't as of yet. But with the exception of an offside save, haven't really tested the FC United goalkeeper.
I think the home fans are beginning to get a bit frustrated by the lack of end product.
Well, it's football. You can't score F every move, but they'll be looking to try and go in at half time.
Considering the domination they've had.
Well, we've had 35 minutes. It's 0-0. The ball comes into the penalty area. So it's a back post. Headed away by Kay. Second ball Linfield's going to pick up. In fact, Brady picks up. Nice ball by Brady. Plays it out to Michael Connor. Connor on the halfway line. He should have played that ball 2 minutes ago, but he eventually plays it out now to McCarthy. McCarthy now two players around, goes to the byline. Well, can he get the ball across? No, he can't. And it's dealt with and gathered by John Worsnop. Quick throw by Worsnop. Now S United, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the opposition half. And well, the done, ball Scott won Kay. By Scott Kay. It needed to be, because no one back there. Lowe's just standing around. Brady had obviously gone far up the pitch. Michael Connor.
We were looking very stretched there. It's a good job we won it.
It was as if we were too tired to get back. As again, Gilchrist giving up nothing, just trying to chase everything down. And FC United have them in the final third, back into the penalty area for John Worsnop. He takes a touch, Worsnop, and then hits the ball halfway line. Well, goes Parkin, controls it, two players around him, simple ball out wide, right hand side. Josh Law now plays the ball inside. Connolly snatches the ball off the feet of toes of Nathan Lowe, and they give the ball away, but Connolly has it back. See, I want Nathan Lowe to be doing what Connolly's doing in this game, trying to dictate play. When he gets the ball, the ball comes into the penalty area, it's an opportunity though, and gathered well by Arneson, Allison.
Connolly is an old-fashioned Scottish ball player, isn't he?
Yeah, he likes, you know
low centre of gravity, running at players.
It's like Pat Nevin on the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's what Lowe's got to get. You know, Lowe's the quality where you can get the great game by a scruff of the neck and dictate play. Well, hold the ball well, not give it away. Little passes, simple football, and when needs be, a killer pass.
Connolly's making things happen. Lowe's waiting for things to happen.
Well, I think they are very wise words. I think you're right. As they're throwing on this near touchline, as it's just waiting for Alex Whittle to take the throw-in. Deep in their own half on this near touchline, 0-0 if he just joined us. Up goes the skipper, headed on by Rankin, Parkin. And then Fagbola heads the ball forward, and it's controlled well by FC United Manchester's number 9. But he's out-muscled there very, very comfortably by Ben Sharif. As they come back, come through the back very comfortably there, and with professionalism, the home team. And down the right-hand side they go now with Josh Law. It's a chase on. Can the number 11, Felix, win the ball? Well, he does first time, but good defending from FC United and Manchester's Danny Wisdom. But they still have the ball. Ball chipped in this time. It's a flat ball, half-cleared, a poor clearance. And eventually the header comes in from Morgan, and the ball finds the feet of FC United's Lloyd Allenson. Don't forget 07596 104 122 if you want to get in contact with us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army, our brethren from everywhere around the world, good comrades, and we hope you're enjoying this afternoon, this broadcast. Don't forget, we're very happily to receive your money, because coming here and places further afield ain't cheap, and that is equipment. But a few rings of...
And we prefer money to loopings.
Yes, a good point, well made. The calls of get on with it to my right hand side.
They are getting irritated here.
A few of them, yeah, but and it's 0-0, and they're under no undue pressure, in all fairness. So as FC United's number 9 there, Gilchrist, came from an offside position. They'll play the ball quickly, I would expect. Connolly wants it, he gets it, halfway line, dead centre. They'll play simple ball to this left-hand side for Alex Whittle. Whittle to Connolly. Oh, that was nearly a very, very bad challenge. The referee might have to have a word after that. But Connolly back on the ball now. Plays it inside, right-hand side. Picked up by Smith. Smith plays a 1-2, and it's not the best of balls. And FC can clear it. And the one thing is, Michael Connor has actually already been booked. And as the ball flicks to the back post, and it should go out for a goal kick. Or indeed a throw into FC United and Manchester. But he might have a word there. And he's going to be very, very, very...
This could be
to say on the pitch, you know.
Final warning.
Well, he's talking to the skipper. Kay, and he's saying to him, look, that was a late challenge.
Yeah, he's telling the York player to go away and get out of his face.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about a player in Michael Connor who a few weeks ago was playing in the Draws and Sunday League, and
that challenge was basically started on a Sunday and happened on a Monday. I think it was that late, wasn't it?
What did he do on a Tuesday? No, I'm not going to carry on that song, but you know, that was someone that's a challenge of someone that you would suggest isn't 100% fully fit or up to speed, fit but not up to speed with the game, because obviously, you know, he's not been playing.
But he's got to watch his step now, and the next challenge he makes that's foul puts him under real pressure.
And they will, and then what they'll do, they're clever enough, and Mills is clever enough to go into the second half. If he's still out there, well, bully him, get into him, make him make the...
If you were somebody like Connolly now, you'd be taking him on, wouldn't you?
Oh, no question about it. I'd be running past him, making him concede, and getting him sent off. As the ball all the way back to John Worsnop, Quirstop takes a touch straight out to Ben Sharif, and the skipper now plays a simple ball to this left hand side to Alex Whittle. Whittle now movement for Connolly. Fagbola just intercepts it slightly. Second ball won by FC. Third ball won by the home team. And here's the ball down the left hand side with the skipper again. Ball chipped into the penalty. This is an opportunity. And well, he can't bundle it over the line. John Parkin, he used his legs, his arms, his head, his midriff, everything.
He ended up trying to kick Allinson over the line more than the ball, I think.
Well, he's kicked Allison himself. I think he's every part of his body, he's trying to get the ball in. Allison down injured. Also, a slight injury to Michael Connor. But Connor seems to be okay.
I think Parkin kicked the wrong ball there. I think he kicked Allinson's head more than the ball.
Well, he did all sorts, didn't he?
And then he found out he wouldn't roll over the line.
Well, we've got a break in play. I think Ben is going to give you some up-to-date scores and what's going on in and around.
Yes. Oh, you want me to finish that thought? Some latest scores. Blythe Spines, nil, Harrogate 1. Brackley 1-0 up against Kidderminster. Spennymoor are 1-0 up away at Darlington.
That's a biggie, isn't it?
Telford are 2-0 up against Leamington. Of course, we're welcoming Leamington to Broadhurst on Saturday. And it's still 1-0 between Tamworth and Stockport. And Southport are still beating Salford 1-0.
Well, here we go again, right?
Leamington, bottom of the table.
We've got a break in play. Now, there is a corner, don't get me wrong. So there's only one FC player on the halfway line, which is fine. But I expect him to be spoken to. And, you know, but nothing. Gary Mills, below us, right-hand side. The three centre-halves have all come over. In fact, the captain's come over as well while they're breaking play. To find out and talk to him a little bit more, do this, do that. We just stand on the touchline doing nothing.
I think some managers use these breaks as coaching periods.
Of course they do, yeah.
Other managers use it as a period of reflection.
Wise words there from Stato Paul. And let's not forget, actually, now I have to defend this ball. It should be. I'm trying to think where the ball's gone. I can't even see the ball. It's a throw in on the far right hand side. I thought he got out for a corner, but clearly not. And we're into the 42nd minute, but there will be a couple of minutes of additional time as York now on the edge of FC United's penalty area. Good touch and turn by Felix. He's got McCarthy for company, but the ball whipped to the back post there, and it's a overhit pass and ball again, but it should be picked up by John Parkin. Can he keep the ball in play? No, he can't. It's a throw into FC United and Manchester on this near touchline in the corner flag. So FC have the throw in now. Let's get some urgency, everyone across, rather than just standing about and not doing a great deal. And it's going to be
I think they're
Danny
winning.
Brady to
they're
take it.
They're winning too many of the 50-50s for our liking.
Well, when you play against a decent team, you're just going to match them for work rate, for passion. The quality might not be there in the same way as Conlon now takes over. Lovely ball towards the back post. It's half cleared by Hughes, and it should go out for another corner. Indeed it does. But again, is that man Connolly? I mean, I don't understand. We can see from here Connolly is running the show, and there's no one put a challenge on him as of yet.
It's not difficult to spot, really, is it?
You put a challenge on him, or you put someone tighter on him and you get close to him, but no. Anyway, it's a corner ball, far right hand side. I think the seventh of the game so far for the home team. The ball headed there, there's Connolly again. Oh, and he just can't quite get anything on it. Out came FC's goalkeeper Allinson there, something like, with the star jump, and I think it put him off sufficiently, and he couldn't wrap his boot around it, and it's a goal kick to FC.
But again, it was a good job he couldn't get his foot around it, because there was nobody to stop him.
Not at all. Well, I think Carl's got some work to do at half time. You know, a stern talking to. It's about work rate, and it's also about actually working together as a unit. As the ball all the way back, John Worsnop has to take a touch. Gilchrist tries to pressurise him. It's cleared by Worsnop. Up goes the skipper Heslop. He wins the ball. Second ball though, flip back in, and FC United's McCarthy tries to get on the end of it, and he does well there. McCarthy tries to control the ball, can't quite get on the end of it, and now through the middle, here goes Connolly over the halfway line. He goes, he's got to be very careful there. FC United's number 10, luckily for him, he won the ball, but he did put his arm round his head and pull him down as well. But I think he won the ball before that. But FC United's with Lowe, who's been absolutely abject in this game so far, loses out the ball on the left hand side now with Alex Whittle. Whittle plays it inside to Connolly again. Little 1-2 between him and Heslop. And this time, FC United's Lowe does better, but he loses out the second ball. He was at least trying to put a challenge in there. The ball flicked from right to left. The ball between two defenders. They have to chase it all the way back. The number two, Josh Law, keeps it in play. And they have to start again from the back. FC United move. I mean, I'm looking at Lowe's body work. He's just walking around the halfway line. There's no...
Well, before he put that challenge in, I was beginning to wonder whether he'd actually paid to get in today.
I'm just looking at the body shape and the way he looks like it on this pitch at this moment in time. And it's not good. It's 0-0 if he just joined us, though. But the entire game being bossed by one team only, and they're playing in red, and it's not the FC United Manchester Red. As the ball by Sheriff plays over the left-hand side, chipped just outside the penalty area, picked up by Morgan Smith. Into the area it goes. It's half clear by FC United Manchester. Second ball though needs to be won by a red shirt. And there was it was soft there by Morgan Smith. He went down too easily, and FC can clear the lines. It's a long, long clearance. Worsnop is there waiting for it. And
Gilchrist feeding off Sheriff, scraps again.
Ben Sharif will. Play it back to his goalkeeper, who in turn plays it simply out.
And Where's the press?
Well, there's no need to press there because they've given the ball away. But as you rightly say, no pressing. Our midfield was still on the halfway line. As I suppose you'd not expect, well, we have come to expect, there'll be three additional minutes in the first 45. Barry White's doing the announcing. As FC United, well, could they just go in at half time and sneak a goal there? That would be absolute quality if they could. Caught a ball, and there's an opportunity as well. Well, Frank Bowler's going to go up, Danny Brady's going to go up, and leaving one at the back, FC United of Manchester.
That's a good place to see out part of the added time.
Well, Linfield,
and hopefully regroup at half time.
Linfield goes across to take it, but. Lowe says I'll take it, but I mean, just walking over there. I mean, it's just nonchalance. It's just as if there's no urgency whatsoever. We'll let him bend it in from the corner now. That'll shut me up, won't it? Come on, ball whipped in. It's a decent ball, is it? No, it doesn't beat the near post. It's half cleared, and it'll be two red shirts convulging on the ball. Poor control by the skipper initially, but Connolly now takes over. Simple ball back to the skipper. And then a lovely ball down the left-hand side. Now here is a golden opportunity for the number 11. It's Felix getting the byline. Great, great defending.
Goal kick.
Great defending there from FC United of Manchester's Matty Hughes. He stayed in all the way. And when he was about to take the shot, he just let into a little bit.
Yeah,
I think Felix, and he missed
Felix
from some distance.
Wandered a really good breakaway there, didn't he?
Great ball in as well, and FC United of Manchester, well, as you say, games like this, you can have games where you have a nightmare first half, come out second half, and you're a totally different team. And that's what FC United need to do, because they've ridden the luck all the way through this 45. However, it's 0-0, which is a good thing for us. A point here at the moment is the result of the season.
Well, I would be saying to the team at half time, when are you going to start playing? Because you haven't done anything yet.
Okay, there tries to wrestle down John Parkin, and I suppose it was there was a bit of a mismatch there, shall we say. I love tappers, Ben would say. It was a handball.
Yeah,
I thought it was a handball, and I like
the love tap. That's an interesting interpretation.
Good song by The Cure, wasn't it? Anyway, free kick comes in this last part of the first half. Good ball towards the back post, and there, good defending there from Danny Wisdom. He took it off the head of the incoming Kane Felix at the back post, and another corner. Is that 8 or 9?
That's 8 now.
8 corners in the first 45 minutes for the home team. FC with 2 corners, and can they capitalise upon this? It'll be Amani Morgan Smith across again to take it. They've had all the possession, everything from the goal's been them. Ball chipped in. It's a free header. Oh, and he should have done better there as well. And that was Kale Felix. The ball came over to him. He's by himself. There's no one there, Paul. He should at least direct it goalwards, and he flicked it away, and then the whistle went, but that was a golden opportunity once again.
Well, by luck more than judgment, we've reached the interval at 0-0. And therefore, it's still all to play for.
It certainly is here at Bootham Crescent. 45 minutes gone with the additional 3, so 48 minutes, and FC United of Manchester, well, can think, I suppose, in a lot of ways to be lucky not to be.
I think part of the home side's anxiety, the home crowd's anxiety, is they've had 3 home games, but they've only actually scored in one of them.
I think you're right. Yeah, the referee just having a chat to Daz Lyons there about Michael Connor. And, that's good refereeing there. He just said, have a word, can't, you know, sort him out. He's actually talking to Carl. And I think the referee's had a good game there, because he's actually giving Carl the opportunity to say, look, he's lucky he's on the pitch. You know, you might need to sort him out, have a chat. And Carl and Daz now just below us, not in the dressing room as yet. They're still out in the basking sunshine. And perhaps we might see a change at half time. The referee perhaps has said, look, you know, it's up to you, but I'm just giving you the opportunity. And we'll see what happens in the second half. But anyway, it's time for a small commercial break. Wonderful music, no doubt, and then the wise words of Ben. But before that, Stato Paul, and with that, we'll see you in 15 minutes. It's York City 0, FC United of Manchester 0.
FCUM Radio, FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
This is FCUM Radio, where football and insight is left at the door.
And you're listening to FC Live here on FCM Radio, radio for FC United and Manchester, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Half time here at Bootham Crescent in our first visit to this stadium, as FC United supporters, that is. It's 0-0, Paul, and bits and bobs. Obviously, York City are a very, very good side, rightfully one of the favourites to go up this season. Is it surprising that we've been under the cosh so much?
I think watching the first 45 minutes, you've seen a gulf between the two sides. And you could expect it to be in terms of maybe tactics or skill or something. The thing that strikes me is the fact that there's a gulf in desire. I don't think we want the points as much as they do. They're the ones that are putting the extra mile in to try and force it.
Isn't this just like Kidderminster, though? Except we haven't got the early goal, but we've come close a couple of times of getting.
Well,
the
oddity is, I mean, they've basically camped in our half for most of the game. But when you look at it, we were the closest to actually scoring in that first 45 minutes, thanks to a clever bit of skill by McCarthy. Gilchrist definitely knocks the ball past Worsnop, and the covering defender on the line just gets there in time and gets lucky, to be honest.
Well, it's the best chance. It's the best chance of the game. It's quite simple as that. I've just been speaking to Radio York lads, and they said you're going to be happy with that first half, haven't you? Not really.
I don't think they're happy, because there's been no happy product.
And isn't this the thing? The longer that this game goes on for, the longer that they start missing chances. You started to hear it in this main stand, which I'm sure is like any main stand at any football club.
Yeah.
Certain type of person starts to get a bit more grumpy as the game goes on.
Yeah, I think they're in this division, and their attitude is that from the fans' point of view, they want to get back up where they belong. They want to see teams like us off quite quickly. They don't want to labour wins, especially at home. They want to see clear-cut wins. They want to see goals.
They certainly do, yeah.
And I think York's problem there so far this season is inconsistency. Now, we've been fairly consistent in some ways in terms of results, but their results have been a bit up and down.
Now, one thing that's clear with the tactics of FC United this afternoon is we're not committing too many men forward. But then again, there was one occasion in that second half there where we broke with the typical, which is what it's been so far, the three players going up front and no more being committed. And then you've got Kay and Lowe just milling around trying to get forward, but not really committing themselves to it. And then being caught well out of position and not tracking back. They're like the midfield's kind of a bit pointless at the minute.
I mean, what I would love to say to the players right now is, let's try something for 20 minutes. Let's press from the front. Let's get tight on the midfield, and let's see what York do about it. Because you may find that you get lots more possession suddenly. You get lots more possession. You get more men going forward, and all of a sudden you're running the game. And they don't look that comfortable, to be honest. Whenever we've had a sniff of an attack, they don't look that solid at the back, York. We're not putting the men forward to test that.
we put that that ball in around them, behind them, and that has caused them problems, which is, you know, what we should be trying to do every time we've had the opportunity. But as you say, once our play breaks down, that is our major problem, because we've got too many players that are not up with play, or too many players that are out of position. And once you've done that, it's giving them a field day at the back, and that's where you've got to look at the defence.
It's odd with Lowe and Kay, because obviously I can understand Michael Connor, because he's on a yellow card now. But the commitment is really, they're not really getting stuck in, are
they? When we lose the ball, I haven't really got a problem with players being out of position momentarily, but it's getting back into position, and they're not reacting.
Well, they've been getting back into position when York have got a corner. We're eventually back in position. What we've got to do is be match fitness all the way through.
I was going to say one of the things that you're always talking about is there is obviously a golf in quality from the top of this division to the bottom. The only thing you can do is do what you do in the FA Cup when you've got a giant killing on your hands, and that's perform at 100%. And you might not get the ball, but at least you're busting a gut to make up for that.
I mean, the worry is
quality.
The worry is that this game drifts on the way it is, and eventually they get a goal, and then we have to respond, and we don't know how to.
We've got quality players, and this is a big test this afternoon, don't get me wrong. But the one thing FC have prided themselves on in the old Northern Premier days, and the reason why we were successful, is because of our fitness levels. We used to, at 20 minutes to go, start bossing games more and more and more, because we were actually, our work rate and our fitness levels were much better. There will be a substitution at half time,
yes.
Ben.
It's looking like
James Hooper's going to come on, and Michael Connor will come off.
Here's a stat to back you up: 6 games, no goals in the last 15 minutes for us yet.
Exactly.
And strangely, against Boston on Saturday, it didn't look like we were going to get one in that game either, to be fair.
But it is about fitness. And if you're in a division where we know there is a gulf to a degree, you can say, what are the attributes? What can we do that are going to keep us in this division, or get us into the top half, get in the top 10? As Carl's KPIs, and what we want to do, get even higher if we can. Don't forget, 7 teams can go up.
Well, not go up, but they can get,
well, they can get to the playoffs, can't they? So there's an opportunity there. So you say, right, on our training-wise, we have got to be physically fitter than everybody else.
Do you think in the KPIs, does a draw at York count double?
Well, this is my question, though. It's 0-0 against York at Boven Crescent at half-time. That's not bad.
Of course we'll take it.
If you weren't here and you hadn't seen what had happened in the first 45, you would be quite delighted.
But the York guys said, you know, you've done all right. You know, we'd probably be a bit more critical. But at the same token, if you said, you know, after the start we've had, I said on Saturday, and I'm going to say the same again today, on Saturday, I don't care how we performed, in the respect of we needed 3 points. We needed to get them 3 points. We saw what happened to Altrincham. They've been nearly, and then they get that win, and you and I watched, and the last 15 minutes, they were dead nervy, and Whitby could have equalised. They've got that win under the belt, and then
they win again.
I mean, if we can get a win and if we get a draw, that's a successful 48 hours.
Yeah, if you offered us a pint now, we'd take it with both hands. Short term, we would. But at the same time, what we've seen in that first 45 minutes is not really what we want out of this season. Well, even in a tough away game, we want more, don't we? We want to see more.
Just a couple of comments that I've seen off the terraces from people who are here. They're talking about how isolated our fullbacks are, Brady and Wisdom, and how the system doesn't really offer protection. And we spoke about this earlier, and it'll be off when we talk about Joel Senior Bradford.
Felix is ragging Wisdom down one flank.
But Wisdom's doing a decent enough job on his own, but he does need support.
But the problem is, the one time that Felix gives him the slip, there's nobody to get near him.
And then
he's got a free run.
And then there's Aidan Connolly, who's...
Well, Connolly's doing what he likes, anywhere he likes, and everybody's watching him. And he's making these darting little runs and little passes, picking up 1-2s, and it's like slaloming through the back four.
Is it worth being man marked, or is that not?
You don't have to man mark him. You get close to him. You don't let him do what he's been doing. You have to man mark him.
As soon as he gets the ball, you've got to get tight.
Someone's got to get tight onto him. Someone's got to make sure that he can't keep jinking the ball left and right. You've also got to put a challenge on him.
Yeah.
See what he's made up of. Is he going to, you know, relinquish? Is he going to say, you know, I don't fancy it? But we've not seen yet. But I mean, listen, I think you're right. First half has been interesting. 0-0, and at the end of the game, if it's 0-0, I'm happy with that. Well, interestingly enough, the substitute that we thought was going to be made, I don't think is being made. I think what it's Craig, Craig Linfield looks like the number on the board.
Well, Hooper's coming on.
So Hooper's on. So Hooper stays on. Michael Connor stays on. Hooper's coming on. And it's going to be Craig Linfield who makes way.
Just looking at John Parkin as he came out, the big unit. And all the crosses that have been raining into the box. When did he eventually hit his head with one of them?
Well, I think when he actually makes proper contact, it's either going to go about 40 yards over into the top corner.
Just a couple of tweets that we've had in. I'm listening in Costa del Mosten. Is it true there's 4 hours of quality tunage out at 8 p.m. tonight on FC Radio? That's true. Very loud Monday at 8 o'clock tonight.
Is that
right
from the,
to
is
midnight?
Is actually from the DJ himself?
It's from Gladys Baum.
Oh, hello, Gladys. Well, FC United, in the second, have to defend from the very opening moments of the second half here at Bootham Crescent. FC United going to be kicking towards the FC faithful that are here in good number this afternoon. A good crowd here as well. I think for the largest here for some time at Bootham Crescent. But they have a few people, women and are in, as they get the game underway. An opportunity down the right hand side as we go straight away. And it's cleared and well played there from FC United of Manchester's Matthews, and there's a free kick conceded. I'll give you the teams very quickly. It's Allenson, Brady, Wisdom, Kay, Fagbola, Hughes, Lowe, Gilchrist, Connor, McCarthy, and the substitute who's just come on is James Hooper. Tom Greaves was on the bench. Joe Logan, Joel Senior, and Steve Irwin. For the home team, it's Worsnop, Law, Whittle, Ben Sharif, Parslow, Connolly, Newton, Heslop, Parkin, Morgan Smith, and Felix on the bench. It's Rankine, Muggleton, Wharton, Smith and Sakar. As FC United they relinquish the ball straight away with a poor clearance from FC's goalkeeper, and the ball on the halfway line. Little nice touch there from Michael Connor. Ball flicked forward, headed away. FC getting the throw in on this near touch line. So we've had more possession, I think, in the opening minute than we have in the whole of the first half. I'll be with you with Stato Paul for the duration of the game, and Ben will be giving you the scores in and around the division. It's 0-0 here as FC United concede a throw-in. They want to take it quickly, the home team, and they have. And it was a poor throw-in, and it allows FC United Manchester Danny Wisdom to get back in these defensive duties. 0-0 though, and the ball on the halfway line. Ball flicked into the far left-hand side. Up goes Brady. He needs to win the header. He does win the header. Second ball needs to be picked up by Red Shirt, but it's not. There's an opportunity left-hand side. First half shot comes in. Off the post. And then there's another opportunity. It bounces over and cleared off the line. Well, sixes and sevens FC United of Manchester. And you know where that started from? It started from a midfield player in an FC shirt not tracking back and allowing them through. That should have been 1-0, Paul.
Well, we did say they were getting closer and closer. They've hit the woodwork now. Hit the much closer.
The ball chips up to back post again. It comes across everybody who's on the end of it. Fagbola half clears it. Ball flicked over. Pitch should be picked up by Alex Whittle. Whittle now plays it to Smith. Smith plays the ball just inside the area. It's a poor ball. FC United can come away with it. Hooper on the ball now. Flicks the ball down the right hand side, and it's nowhere near Gilchrist. And the ball all the way back to John Worsnop. Well, they had a 5-4 enthralling game here, didn't they, the week?
Yeah.
Was it Gainsborough?
Yep.
It was Gainsborough Trinity, wasn't it? Really entertaining. So no goals as yet. So there was 9 on that occasion. None here this afternoon. FC United, though, could have been 1-0 down there. The ball, I think it was a skipper, Sean Newton, hit the ball against the post. It ricocheted out, and then there was a little bit of last-ditch defending from FC United, but they did well enough.
Yeah, Felix had the second attempt that was blocked.
Offside decision against McCarthy there. As FC United, we're in the final third trying to get behind this well-oiled, well-marshalled back four. 4-3-3, both teams playing this afternoon. And it's still 0-0 here at Bootham Crescent on a sunny, sunny afternoon.
Maybe one midfield three is a bit more fluid than the other.
Well, that's what you're here for, opinion. As Worsnop clears his lines. Hughes wins the first ball, but it's picked up by a red shirt about 10 yards outside FC's half. And left hand side again. First shot comes in again. And good defending there by Kay. And there was that man again, Sean Newton, the skipper. They got down the left hand side, slipped the ball into the penalty area. And about 2 yards inside there, he takes a shot, corner ball.
Corner number 10. They've still not really got these set pieces right.
No, you thought with 10 set pieces, there's one that's possibly...
And they've had the odd free kick as well they've launched in. The crosses just not have not been up to standard yet.
There's Morgan Smith, I think, to take this corner ball. Ball comes across everybody towards the back post. It goes. Brady on the second attempt clears his lines as far as McCarthy. He brings it down in his chest. Two players around him. And he has to concede a throw-in. And the referee just...
Substitution.
Having to wait there. There is a substitution. Is it number 14? I think it's Theo Wharton coming on. And Kane Felix coming off. Now, that didn't take long. I think what? 6 minutes?
The guy coming on is a full international for St Kitts and Nevis, would you believe?
Of course, yes. These are hoarders, don't they, wherever we go?
Yes. And he's obviously the long throw man too.
And he comes on, his throw will be straight into the penalty area. It's an angle ball, it's a great ball into the area, headed away there by Brady. And it'll fall for the 14 again. He plays it though back. 1-2, the ball plays into the area. This time FC United should clear the lines, and a spectacular clearance and a poor one from FC United. It allows the home team to come away with it, but they've given it away. And Kay Dowd injured. And the referee lets play continue. He was about to blow his whistle, but now Kay gets up, and I could expect Kay in the next minute to two to be yellow carded, because he got no support from the referee there, and he didn't like it, and he waited down as long as he could. So the referee wasn't going to give him anything, got up, but then hurled a load of abuse at him. There's nothing wrong with him.
Such is the game.
Well, the ball's on the halfway line,
the beautiful game,
and it's going to be
Wharton again. He's throwing it from the dugout here, isn't he? See if we can get it into the box. He can.
Well, I do apologise, ladies and gentlemen, I've been giving you duff information, because it's Sam Moulton that's actually come on the 14.
Is it?
Yes. So I do apologise. As the ball down the right hand side, an opportunity now for FC United with Hooper. Hooper cuts inside, left footed, needs some support. Eventually, well, didn't even get to him, but he plays the ball back to FC United's Danny Brady, who took an eternity to try and get him to support him. The ball's a great ball to the penalty. Gilchrist, he can't get the end of it. It was good defending, but it was a great ball in. And there's Kay. Concedes a free kick. The next one will be a yellow card. He's going to be very careful, the FC United captain. He runs away. He doesn't want to talk to the referee, but the referee's going to say, listen, I'm in charge here, coming all the way back. And okay, he's the captain, and he's going to be yellow carded. And that's, and the referee wasn't going to ever give him a card, but because he would not come back and would not deal with him, he's giving him a yellow card. And I said exactly that was going to happen, didn't I?
Well,
that's dreadful captaincy.
I mean, to me, when you look at yellow cards, I know there's a fine system going on. I think fines should be imposed for things like that, because it's just stupidity, isn't it?
As soon as the free kick was conceded, you just want to have a quick chat to him and say, look, you're the captain, get on with it. But no, Kay walked about 30 yards and refused to come and see the referee, so the referee has nothing else he can do apart from book him. And that's just poor. It's low now.
So we've got three players living on the edge now.
Do you not think he'd learn 15 yellow cards last season with a four-match ban because of it? And that is just not needed. He's the club captain. Give the armband to Fag Bowler. Because that's not what you want from your captain. For me, that is just...
I don't think you want it from anyone.
It's insolence. It's just insolence. It's like, I'm better than you, I'm bigger than you, I don't care who you are. I'm doing what I want. As FC United on the halfway line now. And good play there, though, by Michael Connor. He releases Danny Wisdom down the left-hand side. Good ball into the penalty area. Doesn't quite get to Gilchrist. Second ball needs to be picked up by Kay. And Kay plays a nice ball in. So the number 10 first half shot comes in. And, well, that is that class as an attempt on target?
Well, it's off target.
But it's off target. And it remains 0-0. So wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome FC Live. Watch you as always, man. ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters from around the world. And everybody, I hope you had a really good Pride yesterday.
I just wonder if the game stays at 0-0 and we get to like the last 20 minutes or so, whether York are going to get more nervous.
Well, there's nothing for them really to be nervous about. I mean, FC have had the best chance of the game, you know, well, apart from the one that hit the post. So it's even Stevens now, I suppose.
But there's, you know, like you have so much of the possession, so much of the territory, and you don't do anything with it.
Well, they're about to make another substitution, and it's a big fella coming on. I think this will be Theo Wharton, in fairness. This ain't Kitts. Man.
No, it's not. I don't think it is.
No, it's not. It's Michael Rankin.
It's Rankin, the big man.
Yeah.
And he is a big man.
He is indeed. He makes, in fact, he makes John Parkin look...
He's struggling to put his shirt on, he's that big.
I thought it was Leon Mike. Anyway, there's we're waiting for the throw-in to be taken again. It's only 10 yards into FC's half, but it's a long throw. Goodness gracious, that is one of the longest throws I've ever seen. Opportunity to... Off.
Well, it's a free kick.
It's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. We're just wondering what happened there. And the referee going to book...
He's going to book him for moaning as well, I think. It's Ben Sharif.
Ben Sharif has been booked. And I think Ben Sharif can't quite understand what he's been booked
he's
for.
He's saying, I do not understand.
I think the referee's booked him for a handball. And Ben Sharif's saying, I've headed it. But I think the referee's seen a hand in there somewhere, because that's all that can be done. But we can suggest. But Ben Sharif, yellow card. So currently we've got 5 yellow cards in the game. Yes. And not been a bad challenge. Well, a couple of bad challenges from FC. Namely, Matty Hughes's was a dreadful challenge in the first 22 seconds of
that
the game.
That was a please book me challenge, wasn't it?
Yes. I know there's normally a bit of leniency in the first minute, but ref, you know what? Just get it over and done with. As two players from York collide with each other, and it allows McCarthy down the right-hand side. Hooper there goes with him. But McCarthy cuts inside, going to get the shot away left-footed. Well, it's more like a back pass, and it's out for a goal kick. And the substitution will be made now, and as you say, it is going to be Michael Rankine.
Well, obviously, the manager's not going to sit around and wait for things to happen. And he's bringing Connolly off, interestingly.
Well, that's got to be an injury. Nothing more, nothing less, I think, because...
He is limping.
He is indeed. Now, against Southport, a certain number 7 who was playing for them went off. And FC United dominated after that. The ball player on the pitch here has gone off injured. Can FC United capitalise upon that and now start dictating play in the middle of the park? I mean, Rankin's a big, big unit.
That's both playmakers lost now to them. There's one out injured today.
Of course, that's right, yes. As the ball far right-hand side, it's a throw-in, though, to the home team.
I wonder if they'll go more direct now. Because Rankin's gone up directly up front now with Parkin.
Two... Big centre forwards and long. That's got to be what, 50 yards that throw? As FC clear the lines with Brady.
It's the Dave Challoner style throw, isn't it?
It is indeed. The ball on the halfway line, won by the home team. The ball flicks up to Rankin. The little flick through the. He's known for those little back flicks. Is John Parkin, but comes to nothing. And the only one thing you would think now, with those two big men up top, will the pace of the game slow down slightly because. The ball player's not on the pitch. There's a slip there by Wisdom, but he got up to win the ball and plays it to Kay. Kay looks right and left, plays a nice ball into McCarthy. McCarthy plays it to Lowe. Now, what can Lowe do? He's been very ineffectual, and that gives you an idea. He just kicked it straight out of play for a throw into the opposition. He had Hooper about, 6 yards to in front of him?
It wasn't exactly a challenging pass to make, that was it.
And I'm trying to think who, you know, Steve Irwin. I know he hasn't played a great deal, but do you bring him on? Because at the moment, FC United, for me, I've got a player in the middle of the park who's actually not contributing anything.
Well, Steve Irwin might be the crock of goal we're looking for.
Well, there you go. There's now Kay over the halfway line, left-hand side, plays it to the feet of McCarthy. McCarthy now does well, left-hand, goes past his player. That's a great ball to the penalty area. Here's an opportunity for Gilchrist, and Gilchrist really, with very few opportunities, doesn't control it in the area. He goes out wide right, though, and wins the ball. And plays it in now to Hooper. Hooper now, can he get a shot? Plays a 1-2 with Lowe. Can Lowe get a shot away? He tries to. Plays a nice ball out, though, to McCarthy. McCarthy's control lets him down initially, but then he plays a ball out left-hand side to FC United's number 3. And then the ball falls kindly to John Worsnop.
Just sort of poked it to the near post and works out. Don't say much.
Well, if you just joined us, it's still 0-0 here at Bootham Crescent. The natives getting a little bit restless. They hit the post in the... second half as well, the ball flicked through. There's an opportunity here now, and FC United's goalkeeper comes out and gathers well, because John Parkin was he was looking to try and capitalise upon that, but quick feet from FC's keeper. And so Hooper now, halfway line, he has a man on this left hand side, he chips it to him, and Gary Mills shouting and screaming at his centre forward to come back and track, and it's a ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball, is it? No, it's over everybody. In fact, there's no one attacking it. There's four players on the edge of the penalty area, and everyone else doing nothing as they've given the ball away. It's got a bit scrappy, hasn't it?
The game has changed a bit in this half, it feels.
Slowed down, hasn't it?
York have lost the intensity they had.
Well, FC United's goalkeeper gives them the opportunity to have the ball back. Across will go Sam Muggleton, and he'll take a throw from the halfway line that will actually end up in the 18-yard area.
Yes, he's obviously got muggle powers.
Muggle vision. FC United are about to make another substitution. Quite early in the game, it's gonna, and I think it will be for me. It has to be. But if they haven't seen it, ball in the penalty area has to be dealt with by FC United. Brady defends it. Across comes Michael Rankin. Holds the ball well. Needs some support. He finds it as well on the edge of the area with Muggleton. Muggleton then plays it back to his skipper. Has Newton on the ball. Good football from the home team, but they've given it away. But then they've intercepted it again. Here's an opportunity now. And a late challenge on the edge of the area there. He runs straight into. For me, that's a kind of ball. Danny Wisdom can't do anything about that. He runs straight into him. FC United are going to actually take the advice of the radio team by bringing off Nathan Lowe. And they're going to put on
I think they're
going
to have
Steve
to find
Irwin.
Him. They're going to have to find him first.
It might take him half an hour to get off.
Well, they're going to have to find him on the pitch. He's in the middle of a wall at the moment.
Well, again, players coming over, the skipper of the home team coming over, talking to his manager, bottle of water given to him, giving some more instruction, do this, do this, do this, do that, do this, do this, do that, do that, do that, do this, do this, do this, that.
Coaching's very overrated.
It is, yeah. I mean, what's the point? I mean, there's nothing you can do. Once the players are on the pitch, there's absolutely nothing you can do. I mean, it's all down to the players. You can't influence a game in any way, shape or form from the bench. It's a fact. Has Ben started crying there? What's wrong, Ben? Oh, you're laughing. Oh, right, okay.
All right.
Well, here's an opportunity. Rankin.
Great shooting position here.
Dead centre. FC United now.
Careful.
Rankin fell over. Gets back up.
Wait for it.
First time shot comes in. Hits the wall. Man at the back post completely free. And eventually, Fagbola clears his lines. And who's going to get that? Well, FC United's number 9 back. Does really well this time. Oh, there's a yellow card on Lowe there. A late challenge there on Nathan Lowe. Red card. Well, a second yellow there, that must have been. But I'm trying to think, was that Simon Heslop then? It must have been Simon Heslop then, because, yeah, yellow, Heslop with the two yellows. Oh, goodness gracious, that could change the complexity of everything. And with that, Carl decided to maybe keep Nathan Lowe on.
What, because he's drawing yellow cards?
Don't change your decision now. You can clearly see what's been going on. As FC United now against the 10 men of York City. I mean, there was no complaints. It was a yellow card. I didn't realise he was on a second yellow, and he just went straight off.
Yes, he was on a yellow. I just had a look.
Yeah, not really. Now look, they've got two Ys next to it.
I was just checking.
Connor now plays the ball right hand side. To Danny Brady, what the complexity of the game could completely change upon that. FC United struggled against the 9 men of Boston, but still won the game here. Have they got a golden opportunity to try and get 3 points rather than just the one? As the ball chipped towards the back post, there's a free man there, and it just didn't quite come off for him. And Rankin concedes a free kick in a dangerous position for FC United. And Manchester used his body too much, and the referee was right there close, and he knew exactly what he was doing. And well, Nathan Lowe.
I just get the feeling this could be a very frustrating afternoon for York, the way it's unravelling. Well, a goal now would really put the tin hat on it.
They
wouldn't it?
Obviously, from there, Lowe has no wall. For me, Lowe can have a dig from there, you know.
Yeah, he's got one man in front.
Well, he's got one man, but, you know, that's what he's done, exactly that. And it's should be his final, as far as I'm concerned, his final contribution to the game, because he hasn't done anything, but he's now chasing the ball down. Put the ball down the left-hand side, and then a poor ball by York. I mean, the second half, as I said, we've been totally different. I mean, it's not. I mean, FC United, to be honest, are better positioned in the game.
Wasn't this a decision made by their manager, though, with Muggleton coming on with the long throw-ins and all that? They've gone Stoke, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've gone very, very one-directional, haven't they? As Kay, nice ball, right-hand side. The space has opened up for FC United and Manchester as well, as Brady over the halfway line. Hooper takes over, plays it inside now to Kay. More room for FC United. Got good football from FC United now, with the ball down the left hand side. It's with Hooper. He has a man in the left back position to help him out if he wants to. But FC United get themselves a corner. Well, this game is
just drifted into a different direction.
Absolutely, and I don't think it's even down to the fact FC United have done that. I think Gary Mills has changed the complexity of the way they're playing. It's FC United now with a corner, take it quickly towards the back post. It's a looping long ball, and I don't think anyone's going to keep it in. In fact, they do keep it in. It's been Brady. Brady now left footed. It's not a bad ball in the area. That everyone leaves it. The first half shot comes in from Gilchrist and he slips. And then Hooper charges the ball into the penalty area. And they're rushed and rushed and hurried, aren't York, as FC United back on the halfway line with Kay. Plays it to Lowe. You know, if Carl Margeson can't now, after that shot from 40 yards from Nathan Lowe, bring him off, he's never going to come off. Well, another substitution about to be made by the home team. And John Worsnop will take the goal kick before that actually happens.
Last throw of the dice for the home side.
Indeed, they made two substitutions. One force, I think, for the playmaker since he's gone off. Aidan Connolly become very one-directional. But the ball now in the penalty. A first half shot comes in. And he dragged it wide there, did John Parkin. Just a little flick on. And, I think a few years back he might have well leathered that into the top corner. But
I don't believe that John Parkin's going to be leading scorer in the division this season.
Oh, not a chance, not a chance. He can be influential and his experience can be of benefit to everybody.
And I'm being very careful what I say there.
As FC United take the goal kick. But the Pulse are under pressure now. Hughes has to play back to his goalkeeper. Right, just basically on the edge. But within his own 6-yard area, they're giving the ball away. FC United and Manchester. Frank Bowler can't afford to lose that header. And doesn't. Lowe chests it the wrong way. And he's dealt with by Danny Wisdom, who's got a slight injury on this near touch line.
You see, can we master York with 10 men the way we mastered a certain side on Saturday with 9 men?
Well, who knows? But Connor Smith is the man who's coming off. And
Parkin's off.
Parkin is the man off. And FC United will make that change. And please, I hope it stays as it was. Indeed, it is. It's going to be Nathan Lowe coming off.
Obviously, it's a very tiring 2 games in 3 days for all the players, and he's well worthy of a rest.
Not a hint of irony or sarcasm in that whatsoever, as FC United's Steve Irwin.
And substitution for the instant in 16, Connor Smith replacing 9, John Parkin. And
I see this as a positive move for Margie. I think he's going for the win.
Well, FC still with one substitution if they require it. 0-0 here at Bootham Crescent. And FC playing deep, playing from the back. And then a ball, that's a woeful ball again. What is FC doing there? I mean, we've got an opportunity now, but here we've managed to win the ball back, and it's Irwin.
Oh,
shows a bit too much of it there, and across goes. Number 4, Hamza Ben Sharif, and unfortunately he's won the ball out of play. We've got a text coming in loud and clear in glorious sunny Leicester. I'm listening while planning the first ever ICT lesson I have to teach. It's on coding. Any idea how to make it a constructive coding lesson? That's from Helen.
So ones and zeros, Helen. Ones and zeros.
There we go. Isn't that not? Oh no, yes. Halfway line for the home team with the 16 substitute on. Connor Smith plays it out left hand side. A 1-2, he wants it and he gets it. Smith looking for some support. That's a great ball, reverse ball. First time shot could come in, it goes across everybody. There's an opportunity back to goal there. Can they get the shot away? Off the post again. Well, goodness gracious, that really should have been 1-0. I mean,
well, it was almost, he had an empty net to poke it in, and he took hit the post.
It took an eternity, didn't it, for the ball and the player to turn. And then when he did, he poked it to the post, and
it was so close to goal, I don't know how he missed.
Well, it's going to be Muggleton. Big throw in again. Towards the back post it goes. Heads across. Who's going to get on the end of it? Well, everyone's waiting for it from an FC perspective, and they give the ball straight back. Muggleton back on the ball. Plays it inside to the 16. Connor Smith. Smith going to play it back to Muggleton. Left footed, he's going to get it on. He whips it in. It's a near post ball, headed away by Kay. Second ball won by the number 2, Josh Law, but FC come away with it. And a nice ball chipped out to this left hand side, and FC United with a rare opportunity. Hits with Irwin. Irwin on the left hand side, he goes himself though. Can he get the shot away? He's just holding the ball a little bit too much, and here comes Hooper. First time shot, charged down. Well, we got 10 men and we look like we had about 7 there. The fact that we were so slow in our approach and thinking of how we could score there, we just cut outside their penalty and just held up and slowed down and slowed down. But it was in the final third, which is a much better for FC United and Manchester. But now they're deep in their own half, and Fagbola, simple ball out to Brady. Lots of room for FC United and Manchester. Ball the right hand side. Nice ball from Brady. Good overlap from Brady. He's all ball to the penalty area. And you've got to do better than that, young lad. I mean, out for a goal kick from that position.
I think, actually, they look more vulnerable defensively now than we do. I'm not saying something.
A lot of room opened up. The gaps are appearing all over the pitch for FC. About to make another substitution. And well, it's FC United. Tom Greaves coming on. I would be tempted, in fairness, you know, to bring Joe Logan on with his pace. But Greaves will be the man that comes on. It's 0-0 here, and at the moment, FC United, well, it's all falling kindly for them, isn't it?
I think it's McCarthy coming off.
Well, he might be able to leave him and Gilchrist up there. It's a long clearance from FC United's Lloyd Allison. It's chested well and controlled well by Hooper. The ball played out wide right-hand side. Gilchrist's touch is decent, plays it to Kay in the final third. Nice ball just outside the penalty area. Irwin holds it, needs some support wide right, but he's got no one. He has to cut back inside and does really well as well. Ball stabbed forward. Here's an opportunity. Back to goal for McCarthy. Leaves it to FC number 10. First time shot comes in and charged down yet again. And there was good effort from Michael Connor, but good defending. But FC United in the ascendancy, which I've not said all game. Ball down the right-hand side again for McCarthy. McCarthy against the four, the big strong Hamza Ben Sharif. Ball chips inside. Nice football from FC United. Brady now charging to penalty. There's an opportunity for a shot, and he can't find the red shirt.
He didn't
Steve Irving was about 2 yards behind him.
He just prodded it forward, didn't he, without looking.
But I tell you what, this is an opportunity for FCA now. Can we get a goal? Can we get a winner? Ball chips in and it's into the hands of John Worsnop.
I feel like they're on the ropes and we're not putting a punch in.
Whether this heat has got to them, I'm not quite sure, because this is a completely different performance second half, and the thing is, it's their own doing. It's not that FC United have changed in any way. They've just gone a bit more route one. They've got a guy on Muggleton who can throw the ball 50 yards, and as Ben says, they've gone old Stoke-esque, because we know Stoke plays some good football nowadays, and even did then. Anyway, substitution for FC United of Manchester. McCarthy is the man that makes way, and Tom Greaves is the man that comes on. An interesting one, that.
Again, you know, are we going to look back at the end of this game and say, you know, great opportunity
and
lost?
Substitution for FC United of Manchester 14, Tom Greaves replacing 11, Connor McCarthy.
Well, how long have we got left?
The way we're putting three on halfway here.
70 minutes gone. Well, FC United.
I'd like to see more of this.
Yeah, left, three at the top, up top, but three on three. A long throw comes in towards the back post. It goes across everybody, punched away by the goalkeeper. And FC United's younger Allison does really well. The ball files Gilchrist. Gilchrist being pressurised by Alex Whittle. Does really well there, Whittle, to put FC United under all the pressure. And FC United back in their own penalty area now with Fagbol, who clears his lines. And the second ball's falling nicely for FC United of Manchester now, as Tom Greaves' touch brings in Michael Connor. Ball with the outside of his boots. A decent ball held up by Hooper. Hooper has support in the form of Danny Wisdom. Wisdom now plays the ball inside to Kay to Connor. Lovely ball by Connor. Nonchalantly plays it out left-hand side. And unfortunately, Danny Wisdom, well, he deserved better. That was a lovely ball for the number 10. And Wisdom should have got on the end of that. Should have won the ball. But they're in the final third. When I think of FC United woodwork, the words charmed life spring to mind. Greaves will score the winner here and will then leave the ground wearing a Dick Turpin mask. You're wide awake, Captain Killjoy, so he's not falling asleep. He's listening to every word of FC Live as Brady now charging through the middle. Good ball to the penalty area, is it? No, it's there was no one really running that. That ball itself actually was a decent ball. It was a slide route ball through their defence, but there was no one from FC United on the end of it, Paul.
No.
Thanks for that, Paul. Turned into Ben all of a sudden. Good flick on there by Rankin, but into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. And now Danny Wisdom, ball inside to Kay. Kay get a lot more room afforded to him in the second half, and then plays the ball
out. He had so much time and space there, and he still found the touchline.
I think he said, anything that Lowe can do, I can do better. No, you can't. Yes, he can, and he did.
And you can't take me off.
Yeah.
To there.
Danny Brady looks absolutely shattered. He tried to get that ball and he just went, I haven't even if it, I just can't. and he's worked hard this afternoon as FC United's right back.
It's Muggleton time. He's in his own half throwing this.
And it's into FC United's penalty area. It's flicked across and it's into the arms of FC's goalkeeper.
It's all gone very crude, hasn't it?
FC United's goalkeeper loses the ball. There's an opportunity for a shot. Shot comes in. And it comes off. They're looking for a handball against Matty Hughes. Not getting it. Well, FC's goalkeeper had the ball in his hand. Tried to win the ball and kick it and dropped it outside the area. And he got away with that. And we got away with that. I'm happy with that.
How much are we going to get away with this afternoon?
We've got away with a huge amount.
Are we using up all our luck for the season today?
Well, season's looking one game. Who knows, but I've got to say, the second half's been awful.
Well, it's been more even in terms
it's
of...
It's been evenly awful. It's the football... I mean, FC United have actually, in fairness, have had played a lot more football. They're playing against the 10 men now of York, but York changing their tactics it's a very questionable thing for me, because it's not been entertaining. They were very entertaining in the first half, but here they have an opportunity now, controlled by Rankin, does well, but equal to it was superb play there by Kay. Did really, really well. In fact, Kay, since he's had that yellow card, has settled down a little bit. The referee just kicked the ball away from Kay when he went to take the free kick.
Wow, he's teaching him a lesson, isn't he?
Well, he doesn't really make any great friends out there, does Kay, as a captain.
You dissed me before.
Yeah, I'm dissing, not having it. Kay on the ball. Plays it to Hughes. Hughes plays it into FC United Manchester's Irwin, who played it to Connolly. Kay then takes it back. Back to his goalkeeper from the boot of Matty Hughes. And then a long clearance on the right-hand side for Gilchrist to try and get on the end of. Second ball will be picked up by a red shirt, and it's that man, Steve Irwin, plays it out wide right to Tom Greaves. Greaves can't get on the end of it. They clear the lines, but good play there by Danny Brady, being strong, holding his player, not letting him come out with it, and that's good play there from Brady, but he's massively out of position now. But luckily, two FC United players back defending well, and a clearance there of the magnitude that you want at this time of the game when it goes out of play. It bounced out of the ground and bounced
still,
back in.
It's still in North Yorkshire, just about.
And... FC have to defend, and again it's Muggleton. This one I throw this in a bit lower with a lot more pace on it. It's adjacent with the 18 yard area on the heart.
He might throw it at goal and just hope for a flick.
That's what you should be doing, shouldn't you, with the kind of throw he's got, and that's exactly what he's done. In it goes. It's cleared by Fagbola on this near touchline. Should be picked up by the number 16, Connor Smith. Good defending from FC United of Manchester, but Smith concedes. Are they just going to continue to utilise this all through the game from the halfway line?
Every throw-in now is going to be a long one by the same player, and no matter how long it takes for him to get from one side to the other.
And with
13 minutes
to go, another ball into the penalty area. Who's going to get at the end of it this time? Was a header at the back post by again Fagbola. Ball flicked back in. Actually got to be careful here. Ball comes across to three players and it's cleared this time by Wisden. The ball now back with the home team. And shows a bit too much of the ball there, does the left back, and FC United can come away with it. A bit of a break on, lovely touch by
now
Greaves. Now we need Hooper to play the ball out left hand side or right. Can he bring in Greaves? He plays a reverse ball, it's an opportunity. Now go Chris, that was a great save, but Greaves has scored a goal. It was great work from FC United and Manchester's Gilchrist, who's down, Polak's injured. He got the shot away, it was a lovely ball in. And there was Worsnop, he got the save there, but there was Tom Greaves, he's just been on the pitch, and he stabs it into the back of the net, and wow. FC United find themselves a goal up here at Bootham Crescent, and there is a silence and hush around this ground, apart from FC in the far corner.
This max of the great train robbery, is that obscene? It's Tom Greaves, the Johnny on the spot.
It's funny you mention it, all going quiet, everyone seems to be staring at us now, mate.
Well, we were a bit noisy. So I do apologise. Well,
the celebrations are a bit more muted now because Gilchrist is still down in the penalty area.
He still is. Well, we've seen a different team in the second half.
Is the referee there taking a drink from the goalie's bottle?
Yes. Well, John Worsnop got the save, but found himself there. It's a lovely ball in. Lovely ball in.
It was a nice bit of deception on the pass from Hooper, which got Gilchrist in. Worsnop did well initially with the save, but Greaves had followed in, and that's what we wanted to see. We wanted to see people take a gamble. If Greaves hadn't gambled there, we wouldn't have scored.
Exactly. And always listen to your captain, that's Killjoy. He said Tom Greaves would come on and score the winner, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Well, our supporters from the home team on the far side of the
ground. The second half has taken on a completely different shape to the first.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? The way they changed their tact in the second half, for me, has just played into FC's hands for a large part of it. But fair play, FC have stuck, been resolute, worked hard, rode the luck all the way through the game, and then go and get one. And well, absolutely tremendous.
I don't really understand what the boos are about.
The ball on the pitch, an FC player can't be able to go and get it, which is not our job to
not
do.
Our
so.
Our problem, is it?
Well, Gilchrist looks like he's going to be okay. Well, there was three physios there out there for FC.
Of course, we've used our subs now, so it's in our interest to keep the 11 on.
He's back on there. The 11 men of FC United against the 10 men of they've given the ball away again, and FC United now an opportunity. Can Greaves get between the two players? No, it's a bit far from this time to get on the end of it, but the ball cleared by Worsnop.
That was Tom Greaves' first goal since February.
And what a vital goal as well, as the ball is near touchline now. And good play by Steve Irwin. He came back to win that ball. He won the ball. He puts a ball, a percentage ball, into the corner. And it's near touchline that
they won't be wasting any time now,
into the final 9 minutes plus any additional time. And John Worsnop clears his lines. Ex-FC United, the stalwart. I think 38 games for FC United in Manchester. And can't believe it, even that short period, a bit of a legend, still is to this day. There's Kay now, hits the ball halfway line. Who's going to get there? It needs to gamble there. And Hooper, well, if he'd got a half a yard quicker in front of the player there, FC United had an opportunity. Player down injured for the physicians, always a boot. It is indeed a boot. Left hand side now, it's Sean Newton, the skipper, whips the ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball, goes across everybody, cleared by FC United of Manchester, and clear as far as the feet of Greaves. Greaves touches a good one, plays it to Steve Irwin. The referee's even getting involved this time, and then a poor ball for Gilchrist. Tries to bring in Hooper the far side, but it's all the way back to to John Worsnop.
Strange game it is.
It is. I'm looking forward to Carr's interpretation of the game, and what credit
the game's
going to give himself for the change around. But
it went completely to plan.
Yes, we expected them to change their entire game second half by putting a player on that throws a ball 50 yards, the playmaker coming off, and us to score a goal.
We
against
just waited
10
for
men.
All that to happen, and then we were going to go for the kill. and also utilising the inside of the post.
I think Ben has to start off with saying what happened in the first half, because we were absolutely awful. It was a lovely ball over the top again there, though, and Greaves can't get in the end of it, but Gilchrist leaves it for Steve Irwin. Irwin now on the ball, simple ball, key ball for FC United and Manchester, as far as I'm concerned now. Make them come and get the ball, get into the spaces where that 11th man would be, and make them work, as Brady now down the right hand side plays it up to Tom Greaves, and it's out for a throw in, which again you'd expect the 14. Why does he always seems to be in an area where there's a throw in, have you noticed?
There's more than one of him,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Headed by Fag Bowler again, resolute in his defensive duties. Brady wins the ball, does well, plays the ball forward only as far as Ben Sharif. Long ball, Fagbola has to win that, has to make sure. And well, he makes sure it goes out for a goal kick, and FC United again.
Five 570 visiting fans.
Yeah, just shy of 600, which isn't mad really. I think a few people got put off with the M62 being closed as well today.
And someone may be put off by the fact it was 14 quid.
There is that as
there
well.
There you go.
As the ball on the halfway line, can FC United hang on to this, what would be a famous victory here at Bootham Crescent? It's 1-0 if you've just joined us. Tom Greaves with the goal of the game, the only goal of the game, against the 10 men of York City here at Bootham Crescent.
Worsnop is the playmaker now.
Yeah. Either Worsnop or Muggleton, between the two of them, they hit the ball 40 and 50 yards every time. They'll keep that ball in play as well, does well there, the number 16. And here's an opportunity now for the skipper to put the ball into the penalty. So he's the ball towards the back post. It's on the end of it. And a header comes in for the number 12. And it's going to be a goal kick. Well, FC United defending better. You can expect a ball of quality come in, and it did come in. But
well, again, you know, that's the difference between letting people have having a free head and putting pressure on somebody.
He's got into it, hasn't he? And he's not allowed him to put any pressure on the FC goalkeeper. And, well, in 85th minute of the game, FC United lead 1-0. Ben's talking to me without a headset on, so I can't understand what a word he's saying as they win the ball. Excellent commentary, guys. Was the last time Tommy scored against Worsnop in the playoff final at Bradford Park Avenue. That's Dave, who's in the sweltering smoke.
Good point, well made.
As the ball played up now. Ball flicked down the right-hand side. It's a hard one for Greaves to get on the end of, and it's going to be defended by Alex Whittle. And picked up now by Sean Newton, the skipper. Plays it back to Whittle. Deep in their own half, though. Ball hit over the top. Ranking, he's not been able to get beyond Fagbowler. Fagbowler's dealt with him very, very well, in all fairness.
Fagbowler's been excellent again today. But then again, I can't remember a game when he's not played well. Perhaps.
And that leads me to my next question. Man of the match, please, gentlemen.
Well, give us five more minutes.
Something else could happen.
As FC United come away with the halfway line, Irwin plays it back to Hughes. Hughes back to his goalkeeper. A long clearance from Allinson. Out for a throw-in on this near touchline. And look, he's there again. He's there again. And I don't think this plays into their hands, to be honest. I think it's been poor. And I would say, you know, Gary Mills, I think, has got it wrong in the second half completely. From a managerial position.
I think it's gone backwards in terms of their creating of chances.
I think you're right. There's another long, long throw-in to be taken by Muggleton. Into the area the ball goes. And it's got some purchase on it there. It goes across three players. Looking for a handball. Never getting a handball for that.
Muggleton
back at the ball. Left-footed, he swings it down the far side and dealt with by Brady. And it's now picked up on the far side by Connor Smith. Smith does really well, but equal to that is Brady. But the ball falls back for Smith. Can he get the shot away? But well, a back here. Their first time shot comes in. It scores across everybody and out for a corner ball. Well, Ben, you're asking the question. I personally think Danny Brady's had a tremendous game.
Yeah.
In the second half, he's worked really, really hard. And he's a contender, most definitely. Or perhaps I think, actually, the man of the match is Captain Killjoy, because at the moment, he's got it exactly right.
Yes.
Corner comes in, though.
We want his scripts in future.
Newton with the ball. Comes across everybody. Good defending there from Steve Irwin. Newton back into the penalty area. It's headed away this time by Kay. Who's he going to fall for? Falls for a red shirt. He goes across everybody and into the arms of FC United's goalkeeper. And with less than 3 minutes to go, it's still York City 0, FC United of Manchester. The 11 men versus the 10 men. The 11 men of FC United of Manchester against the 10 men of York City, with a Tom Greaves goal separating the two teams. And well, just shy of 600 FC fans here. They'll be going home happy if it stays like this, even if there's a point now. I mean, you don't want to concede late stage. It would be great to get.
Remember those moments at Southport where we were 3-1 up and thinking, you know, we could see this out.
Exactly. But they've been more resolute in the second half. FC United, an abysmal first half of football from our perspective. But second half, well, the home team just changed their entire tact, and it's not worked for them. But FC United have done brilliantly. They've just stuck to what they could stick to. I mean, they've hit the post twice in the first half, second half. The home team, ball cleared off the line.
If we see this out, they are deserving of praise.
But it'd be interesting what Carl can, you know, get from this. You know what?
It's something to build on.
Remember, you said it's not about the performance; it's about the 3 points.
Yeah. No, I'm just actually baffled by Gary Mills. I think he's gonna, if he examines, start this game over again. He said, "What on earth did I do second half? Why did? I mean, they lost a playmaker. Don't get me wrong, but why on earth have we just resorted to just a long ball, all the way through the second half? They were passing FC to death earlier on.
Yeah,
we're happy with that, because thanks very much, Millsy.
They pulled us apart in the first half.
Good strong challenge there, a fair challenge, and a throw in for FC United of Manchester.
That's not going to go down well, is it? I think the locals are starting to go.
There's a few of them going into the 90th minute here. It's FC still by leading by a goal to nil. It'll be interesting to see how many additional minutes the fourth official puts up. As the visitors, though, on the ball now with Irwin, flicks the ball out wide right-hand side. Held up well by Hooper. Two players around him. Does well enough to play it back to Brady. Brady plays the ball with a little bit of pace on. Has to defend it. Falls for Kay. Kay plays it inside. Now here's an opportunity. And the ball could be rolled across. First time shot comes in, and a great effort and good save from FC United and Manchester's number 18 there. And, well, Steve Irwin, good effort, I've got to say, and I don't blame him for being selfish where he was, but Gilchrist was in had an opportunity. It would have been gilt-edged for him. He would have come across and he would have slotted it to make it two, and that would basically have been game over. We've got a corner and the board goes up, and there's going to be, I think, 4 minutes. There is indeed four additional minutes to go here at Rutherford Crescent.
The second half, there will be a minimum of 4 minutes additional time. 4 minutes.
Well, I was talking to the radio team and saying they've been struggling at home to a degree. The ball into the penalty area for FC United and Manchester. It falls for Gilchrist. Gilchrist for a shot. Oh! It's a deflected goal. Gilchrist, well, he aimed it to the right hand side. It's come over defender's head and gone into the top left hand corner. And FC United and Manchester, well, around us, supporters leaving in their droves, and it's 2-0 to FC United and Manchester. Well,
that really finishes the game off, game set and match. I feel that Gilchrist deserves the goal because, if you look at it, I mean, it was his shot that led to Greaves' goal. And also, if you go back to Saturday, he was the one that was dragged back when the second red card went in, where he was denied a goal scoring opportunity.
Yeah, good point.
Has there been a fire alarm?
Well, I'll tell you what, football is the funniest and most fickle of games.
Well, we joked about winning at York, didn't we? As you know, an unlikely result, and here we are.
Well, here come York. Have they got anything left in the lock on the outside? Depends if their first time shot comes in. It's deflected brilliantly and defended well by Fagbolo. Again, he's been absolutely resolute, absolutely superb. I'm not sure whether Gilchrist will be given that goal, because it was going into the top left hand corner. It was goal bound, but it took the biggest of deflections. It went the opposite side of the goal. It was going into the top left hand corner, Wurstnop's left hand corner, and it ended up in the top right hand corner, in fairness. So as the ball comes to the penalty, actually need to defend it again. Good play there by FC United on the edge of the area. Who's going to win the ball? Scurrying across is Gilchrist, and you can't keep it in, but it is going to be a throw in. And FC United, I've dead faith. We said, let's take, you know,
we've
what you have
minutes.
From here.
We've had 2 minutes of the four added.
It's going to be the 14 again. Muggleton, I think the call of play some football is, and I, you know what, I agree with that. I just find it baffling, absolutely baffling, how they've changed their tack to a point where it's like watching, like, Mean Machine.
Well, this is more like Wimbledon than anything else, isn't it?
The old, I mean, that horrible Wimbledon, and this long ball, long throwing.
Is the raw meat Wimbledon style.
Good header by Brady, and I think FC United just can't afford to concede a free kick there. There's a player down injured, the ball leathered out the ground anyway, and it will be a free kick on the edge of the, well, about 15 yards out of the area, slightly left hand side.
So who's your man of the match?
I've already tweeted it. Grader.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
He doesn't give us a chance, does he? We can't even dissect. I
could have said Captain Killjoy, but, you know.
I suppose he was the best of the bunch. Free kick here. Good position. Getting a bit late in the day for these good positions.
It certainly is. And it's a skipper, actually. Sean Newton over the ball. Left foot. Is he going to try to swing it into... or have a dig? Well, he has a dig, and it's...
treated Nathan, with derision.
It's Nathan Lowesque.
Locals are really...
Save it for the post-match analysis.
No. I'm really looking forward to listening to Gary Mills' interview in the next couple of days on their TV station, because I'm baffled. Absolutely baffled. But fair play. We've stuck at our game. We've worked hard. We've rolled our luck. We've scored two goals. And we're going away with all 3 points. It's as simple as that.
I mean, I know injuries can change things, but...
Well, that says everything you need to hear, and
I think that's welcome news to our ears, you could say, sat here at the Booth and Crescent. The boos are ringing round, which means that FC have gone away with 3 points.
Well, I think FC United and Manchester probably can't quite, as we can't quite believe we've actually gone and won that game.
Well, York City had a lot of chances. They had a lot of possession. They had a lot of territory. They hit the inside of the post twice at least. They were within the width of a Kit Kat, you could say, to score in.
Oh, he's there again.
But they had no finish. I have to say now that FC defended heroically in terms of the high balls that were put in, endless high balls. We cleared everyone. Alisson did his bit behind his back four. And I think that, you know, like you said, the substitutions that York did played into our hands a little bit in the second half. It made the game a lot more simple for us to defend with. And going forward, we started looking like more and more of a threat. And eventually, they cracked.
Do you want a sandwich? Now? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? Now? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? Now? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.